Snack Time on the Don and Mike Show.
Dennis Miller would get off a real good line.
Right.
And there would be no response.
Well, Al Michaels, how many times have we noticed? I mean, the man is humorless.
I would put Tony Siragusa in that book.
Did you see him on Inside the NFL?
You see him on Letterman?
Yeah, no, I never saw him on Letterman.
He was funnier on Letterman.
He could retire tomorrow, and he's going to be in a broadcast booth.
If he's not in a coffin.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show. The first son of a beat.
Oh, boy, you. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down.
I can't speak.
Know who what you do call.
I can't speak.
Don't call to play the name game.
I can't speak.
No calls to rape women.
I can't speak.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
I can't speak.
And don't call telling jokes.
I can't speak.
You all so sure Godzilla is dead.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right.
Oh, really?
The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find out.
Get into
the Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I hold my hands and softly say,
yes,
thank you for this food today.
Bill Hochberg!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
What do you say, fans?
God is great. God is good.
And we thank Phil for our food.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Siragusa and all the ships at sea. And now, the host of the Don Geronimo Gay Dance Party is Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Oh, shut up, Rob. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Coast to coast and nationwide. Still brought to you via the auspices of Westwood One, oh ye suckers.
Westwood One.
They're our syndicator. It's a new episode on Tuesday, February 6th. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636. 877-365-3636.
Oh, boy, you.
Yeah, I know. They never change the number. Welcome.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to our world. The world cheese.
Won't you come on in?
Body cheese.
Root beer.
Yeah.
Miracle.
Copper taste.
And also a new smell I'm going to add.
And the smell still happens.
Of a Band-Aid that you've had on for a while.
Step into my heart.
You ever flip one of those babies over and you peel it off and take a nice big sniff?
How about if it comes off in the shower and then it's a little damp and you whip it?
Yeah.
Well, no matter what happens, they're always built with you in mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Built with you in mind.
Ladies
and gentlemen, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it's a wild, wild show. It sure smells like a Band-Aid. Wild.
Hey, we got Bob Hope on the first Osmond show, Donnie and Marie show.
Yeah. How many other queers out there like me and Mike watched the Osmonds last night?
It was fun.
It was so bad.
So bad it's good.
It was good. It really was.
I mean, really horrible, though. Really horrible.
Obviously produced in conjunction with the Osmond family, as was evident at the very end when the Osmonds came out on stage to take the bow.
Didn't you see who the executive producer was?
Little Jimmy Osmond.
Hey, Jimmy Osmond, I'm the producer. There he is.
Little Jimmy Osmond, who's like the entrepreneur, right? He's the money man behind the group.
And of the Osmonds now, the real Osmonds, when they came out on stage at the end of this made-for-TV movie.
Yes.
You know, Donnie, and Donnie's been a friend of ours on the show for a long time. He's still a good-looking guy. And
Donnie's held up real well.
And Marie, you know, for being an Osmond and everything, she's not a bad POA.
Donnie and Marie are still, you know, the best-looking members of the family.
But the rest of them.
The rest of them have taken, like, the balloon pills.
Well, with the exception of the one guy who looks like
Wayne,
a heavy victim.
I think Wayne has lost the most weight. I don't know whether Wayne is ill, but he certainly looked ill because he was not only the most emaciated of the Osmonds, but when in that last segment, but he was the one that was like trying to, isn't this great? I'm dying. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Meryl was fat,
right?
I think Jay was maybe the fattest. He was the one who kind of looked like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, the one guy. They seemed to all come out, the performers, and then there were two others that came out right before they brought, like, the elderly family out.
Well, isn't there one, like, retarded Osmond brother? I'm not
saying... I think he might be... Well, they have one in the show.
I'm not saying that as a joke. I'm saying, like, there's one retarded Osmond, right?
I think he's deaf, isn't he?
I think he was deaf on the show. That's the impression I got, the guy that was portraying him on the show.
I always thought that there was one that was, like, quirky.
Really?
So
I don't know.
There was one that should have been singing
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
I'm not sure,
Chris Burke,
what the... Well, the guy that played Donnie looked more like Chris Burke than he looked like Donnie.
That was an awful Donnie. And that was an awful Marie, as a matter of fact.
I didn't think Marie was as bad as Donnie. Donnie was horrible. Horrible looking, horrible acting, you know, horrible lip syncing.
The Marie Osmond was not a bad looking girl.
Right.
The real Marie Osmond, back in the day,
yeah,
you wouldn't mind giving her a stab.
Oh, she was a turbo hottie.
And
it was so funny, now that I'm thinking back on this show, it was completely sanitized. I mean, it was the Osmond that, you know, who knows how real it was. Like, the big crisis when Donnie left Marie out on stage in the magic trick, and when Marie was eating the donut, and the executive came over and said, she's fat.
Yeah, you're getting fat, Marie. You don't want to be the reason that the Osmond TV show is canceled.
Don't you think that the way that really happened was, you know, some guy walking by that probably wasn't even an executive saying, hey, don't eat too many of those donuts. And that turns into, you're fat.
I don't think, we were talking in the office, you didn't see the part where Donnie and maybe it was Meryl were in a hotel room with a couple of their groupies.
I didn't see it. I got home a little
bit. So they're up on stage wearing their Elvis outfits.
Right.
You know, this is the era. They're singing,
right when I came in was at the end of that.
Okay, they're singing all their bad songs.
Right.
The girls are on stage and they're screaming. And they point out a couple of girls to one of the stagehands, and they say, bring them up to the room.
Right.
So they're standing in the corridor, and these girls, these two hot teenage girls, say, well, don't you guys have a room? And then one of these guys, I think it was Donnie, he says, Father says, and that was a big one on the show, Father says that if we brought girls in the room, it would be too much temptation. But I think by staying in the hallway, we're not breaking any of Father's rules. So the next scene, they're in the room.
Of course.
And one girl is jumping on top of one of the Osmonds, and the other one is kissing Donnie.
Right.
And then they push them away, and they say, no, this wouldn't be right before marriage. This goes against everything that we believe in.
Boy, I'd love to get Donnie back on the show, because we could grill him on that one.
Yeah.
Donnie, wasn't there a time or two where you didn't tell Father about the girls?
So these girls, they give them a disgusted look.
Hasn't Donnie been married, like, for a million years, though?
Longer than me. I mean, longer than
Donnie's been married, like, I think, an incredible, like, since he was a teenager.
Right. And, you know, that's, so anyway, they kick the girls out, and then they sit down on the bed and they go, oh man, was that great. They didn't mention Marie's divorce.
No.
Which is a giant part of the whole Osmond.
They took it right up to that. Yeah, they took it up to, because Marie, after that, the point that they took it up to in the show was when they did that tour, the first tour, I guess, after their show got canceled. And then, you know, Marie had a series of failed enterprises and a divorce.
Right.
And, like, she had a failed country career, right? Didn't she? Well, she still is. Isn't that her genre?
They're all country singers now. They own a saloon or something in Branson, Missouri.
Right.
That's where they perform now.
The Osmond Theater.
Meryl is the lead singer. Don't forget that. Meryl's the lead.
Meryl's always sung lead.
Well, tonight, Donnie sings Down by the Lazy River.
Wayne, can't you stop being my older brother for just a minute? Real controversy.
So they go out on stage, and of course, Donnie lets Meryl sing Down by the Lazy River. And when they come off, Father's standing there with his arms folded. He goes, just what was going on out there?
Yeah, Father, the strict Father. And it always went the Father's way. That's the impression I got.
Well, even when they took the vote to sink $40 million into making a TV and recording palace in Provo, Utah.
Yeah, you know, Dad wanted that. I think Meryl might have been the conscience of the family. They kind of made Meryl say, I don't think it's a good idea.
You remember what Donnie said? As long as it's got a first-class recording studio, I'm for it. Right, Donnie? Because you're such a freaking perfectionist with puppy love.
Marie, I'm sorry I left you out on stage in the magic trick. I'm so sorry. Get out of here. And then they hugged at the end, of course.
We were rock stars. And now I'm a crustacean.
Yeah.
Now I'm wearing a crustacean suit. It's a joke. We were like Led Zeppelin. We sold millions of records.
Not,
please. Oh, it was funny. It was grand fun.
The Osmonds, and then they all came out. And, you know, if you've ever even slightly liked the Osmonds, the little dissolve that they have from the character actors playing the roles to the real family, it was kind of interesting to see what they all looked like.
I'd love to get Donnie back on the show to see what he thinks about that, because
Donnie is the one thing about Donnie, you know, he does come from the Mormon background, and he is the pure Osmond, but I'll tell you, Donnie has a great sense of humor. Donnie can laugh at all that, and he you know, he's been on a lot of these kind of shows, and he can handle it. He proved that with us.
They also didn't mention Donnie's nervous breakdown.
No. Yeah, Donnie had stage fright, like terminal stage fright where he couldn't go on stage.
Yeah, right.
And I was hoping that they'd get into that. You know, stage, I thought, hey, this is when they're going to show his... he had horrible stage fright.
He said he threw up before he'd go on stage.
No, they were just showing the poor tortured... You know, and I hate this whenever you see a made-for-TV movie about a kid band, about how the kids really, all they yearn for is to be normal kids, to be able to go out and play with their peers and have normal lives. Please, come on, what kid wouldn't want that?
Right.
What kid wouldn't want to be wearing an Elvis jumpsuit up on stage singing Down by the Lazy River?
Superstardom.
With Father.
Yes, the Osmonds. And that show was only on 4 years, right? Is that it was canceled?
The Donnie and Marie show?
Donnie and Marie?
Yeah.
I didn't know that they all produced it. I never knew that. See, I mean, I learned that from the show. I didn't know like, the whole family produced
and
it.
Wayne was a dick.
Yeah, Wayne was real.
When they produced the show, no, Donnie, no.
Right.
You and Marie both enter the stage at the same time. No, Donnie, we're the one-take Osmonds.
And I think Wayne, at the end, is the real Osmond who's not looking too good.
Yeah, looks like...
I think he's the oldest.
Looks like he might have caught something. Might have caught something in a non-Mormon way. But either way, I couldn't tear myself away from it last night.
Good, bad TV.
Yeah, I had to watch it. And even Frida had to give it up and come in, and she said, what? She watched the review. You're not watching your girlfriend?
Right.
Because, you know, last night with Leah's show was on. I said, right. No, look at this. I'm watching the Donny Osmond show. This is so bad, you'll love this.
I kind of like those shows that start at 8 and go till 10, too. Yeah. You know, I like that. You know, then you feel like your evening isn't completely shot.
Oh, and listen, last night we had, I've never said this to my kid before. And I don't know if this is a sign that he's getting older or I'm getting older or what the hell is wrong with me. But I, for the first time ever, went to his bedroom door. Tried to open the door, and the door was locked. Of course, I pounded on the door. He opened the door, and I said, turn that music off.
Wow.
Now, here's the situation. Frieda and I were listening to music that we like,
right,
on the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
We had bad records. I mean, like, way bad records, like Beach Baby. Do you remember that stupid song?
You go way back.
Yeah.
Well, we got you know today's contemporary hits, but you go way back with that.
We got all of our favorite bands. So we got Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me.
Matt Davis.
Yeah. So we were listening to some of our queer favorites on the jukebox, and Bart was disgusted because the music was too loud. So he went in his room, and on his stereo, he was blasting out. I mean, it was...
Billy Squire and...
Well, that's not bad.
No, I mean, the kid's got good taste in music.
Right, right.
He likes the 80s hair band, so it was a lot of Cheap Trick, a lot of Warrens. And at one point, Fred and I were just listening to this, and we could hear just this from the other room. She said, "What is that?" And it gave me a moment. I said, "I know that song. That's The Stroke by Billy Squire."
Ah, good song.
And it was at that point that I turned and went down the hall, and for the first time ever...
Turn that off. Turn it off or turn it down?
No, first I said, "Turn that down."
Right.
"Mom and I are trying to listen to music." And he said, "That's why I have it up so loud, because you and Mom are listening to that awful music." I said, "Turn it down." So he turned it down. The volume was like at a 10.
Right.
He turned it down to a 9. He barely touched it.
That level doesn't make a difference.
And I said, "What is that? We can still hear that in the next room." And he said, "I can still hear your music in this room." And I said, "Ah, this discussion is over." Click.
Right.
No more music. That's it.
A little defiant,
No, he's at that age.
Right. Sure.
You know, and I left and I shut the door and I went to Freddie and I said, "I cannot believe that I just walked into my kid's room and I said, turn that music off."
Boy, normally you'd be arguing the Billy Squire point of view. I mean,
I can't argue with his choice of music.
Right. Turn off that Billy Squire. Mom and Dad want to listen to Beach Baby.
Well, that was it was a priority thing.
It was kind of a romantic thing, right?
Well, no, it's the fact that it's our house.
What is the hippest song on your jukebox? Your jukebox.
Probably.
I mean, I'm nobody to talk. Believe me.
We've got all fag songs on our jukebox.
Really? All like super bubblegum oldies type things?
Like Daydream Believer by the Monkees.
Wow, they are all fag songs.
Yeah. I mean, they're awful.
Wow.
They're really bad, but they're all the songs that we like the best.
But you are knowledgeable enough about his music where you know a lot more contemporary music than I think anybody, maybe with the exception of Rob, with anybody
here. You know, like, if you got a jukebox, and it's a jukebox that we've had refurbished and it works good now.
Right.
You don't want to listen to Metallica on a jukebox that plays 45.
Sure, exactly.
Oh, and we got Kung Fu Fighting.
There you go.
You know, we got...
Now you're talking.
We got all of our bad
music. Who did Kung Fu Fighting?
Carl Douglas.
One hit wonder.
On 20th Century Records.
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah, so he didn't like the fact that we were listening to his bad music. And normally I wouldn't begrudge the boy his music, and I don't mind that he listens to it loud, but it was...
I think it's cool that... does he reflect his age group, listening to those hair bands of the 80s?
I think a lot of his friends do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Excellent.
Oh, hold on, here's the hotline. Hello?
Well, tell them there's music for the boys when they come over, too. There's Valari on there and Matt the Knife, all the favorites.
Yeah, we got some old...
Rob and I go way back with that stuff.
We got some old stuff, but mainly on
that Kick in the Head.
We have it on CD. Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin? But
I don't know. There's a couple of Frank Sinatra's and a Dean Martin. And It's Not Unusual.
Ah, there you go. Now you're talking.
I don't think you can... Pussycat? We got a couple of, ones that you boys would like to sing if you came over.
Very good.
I don't think Kick in the Head was ever put out as a single, so I don't think you'd be able to find it on a radio.
But, honey, generally, don't we have mainly fag songs on that jukebox?
Oh, they're all our high school favorites. But we do have just a smattering of NSYNC, because I know you like them.
This is not good DR for me. Coming on.
Not a good day to discuss.
No. Coming after the discussion yesterday about the dance.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind admitting that we have Kung Fu Fighting on our jukebox.
Sure.
But I don't want it known that we have NSYNC on our jukebox.
Not the day after the party recap, no.
Correct.
You know, and then you've got, Cheap Trick and the ones from your early DJ days, too.
Yeah, we do have some good stuff. What's the worst song on our jukebox, though? I bet it's I Think I Love You by the Partridge Family.
No, it's got to be one of my favorites, like Hooked on a Feeling, Blue Swede, one of those.
Yeah, she has that one that goes, Ooga Shaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Shaka.
Do you have any headbanging music on there? Any classic rock?
The most we get is some Cheap Trick. And who are the other ones you like from your early DJ days, from Rockford? What was that other group?
I don't know. There might be a Boston song on there.
I think Kicks, Paul Revere, that's one of yours.
Honey, that's not rock.
Oh,
that was rock to me when I was in high school.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah, so he threw a little tantrum and actually went in and turned his music up loud. So, we had to go and say, "Hey, knock it off, Buster.
You're under my roof, fella."
Right. Oh.
Well, he's boycotting the jukebox because we didn't put any songs that he chose on them.
Yeah, a tough tease.
Right. No, it's our nostalgia. And a little, you know, I said there was some Britney Spears on there, but that didn't do anything for him.
Is that a CD jukebox?
No, it's a real jukebox that plays 45.
So, well, then, I mean, you're limited to what you can put on there.
Yeah, right.
So we have
they reissue. You know, a lot of these aren't the originals. They're reissued, repressed.
Oh, really? Can you get modern music on 45?
Yeah, you can. That's how we got Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, and NSYNC, all the other gay ones we like.
it's the queerest.
I like hearing your wife say gay ones.
It's the queerest jukebox ever. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No wonder my kid went a little ballistic last night. But hey,
But we did stock it with keeping in mind some of the singing choices at Christmas parties for when you boys come over.
Yeah, that's right. That's why we have Volare and stuff like that.
Well, maybe the next time we do the poker thing, we'll get to all the boys to start singing.
Absolutely.
Oh, Larry.
All right, sweetie. I love you.
I love you too. Bye, boo boo.
I'll see you. Bye. Yeah, it's a big argument last night. Big argument. And then, hey, if that's as bad as it gets, you got nothing to worry about.
So then he came upstairs after I yelled at him and told him to turn that crap off. He comes upstairs and Fred and I are sitting in the TV room watching the Osmond Brothers TV movie.
Oh, bad night for him all the way around.
He says, what are you watching? He says, hey, we're watching the Osmond Brothers. You want to come watch? No, I got to do my homework. Right. And that's when you know.
Yeah, he's volunteering to do his homework. Yeah. He knows something's wrong.
You know you lost your kid there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, my call 100?
Are you caller 100?
Yeah.
Do you own a radio?
No.
All right, valid answer. Thank you.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
If that's the answer, then he's completely within his rights to say that.
Although, I'll tell you this. My kid, you would think the last night would be a night that he would not be in the mood to argue with us, even about something as small as music. Being as Frieda and I today went to the body shop where we might as well just have a separate account that says Bart, because this is the second time that he's wrecked her car pulling it down the driveway.
And he hasn't even gotten his real license yet.
No, and he can't get it until he's 16 and a half now.
What did he hit coming out of the rock?
Yeah. Like a post.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a post coming down the, backing down the driveway.
It happens.
You know, I got it. I'll tell you.
Of as driveways go, your driveway is not the simplest negotiation in the world.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of, but I mean, you know, he does live there.
Yeah, and he's lived there. We've lived in that house for almost 10 years now.
Yeah, I find your driveway extremely difficult to back out of.
He's had a lot of time. We went to the body shop today, and I'll just say this. It's relieving to have Bart in the family. And I am proud to tell you that it's been, I don't know, 4 years since I've had an accident. It's been a long time. And it's nice, yeah, knock on wood.
Right.
It's nice one time to go in the shop. One time it's nice to go in and say, hey, here I am, but it's not for me.
Yeah. Right.
It's even sweeter a second time to be able to go in and say, hey, here's the car again. But guess what? It's not me. It's my kid.
But you're all under the same policy, though, right?
Yes, we sure are. That's right, which is why we are not, as per usual, not turning it into insurance. Which is why we're just paying for it ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What the hell? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to verify. I heard you were coming up here to Portland, Maine.
I don't know. I know that we've been scheduled, I think, to go to both Portlands.
I got an email from my cousin that there are people talking about it up there.
Huh. Well, I'd like to know about it.
I'd like to know about it, too.
Okay, here it's on the 11th of May at the State Theater, which is a huge place.
I'm already making arrangements to see if I can have all of my family members from Portland, Maine, like, move out of the city for that particular...
That is news to me.
Okay.
Hey, where's our producer? Charles? Hey, Carlos.
Apparently, they're all very excited about it up there.
It'd be fantastic.
I don't know who he talked to. He talked to somebody that was in advertising, and they'd already heard about it.
Well, how could it be that they know about it and we don't know about
it? There's two reasons you don't... Well, one reason you don't know about it...
Why?
Because I don't like telling you until I know for sure. Because then someone like this will call and say that we're going there when we have not agreed with the station that we'll be there yet. It's a date that we have scheduled.
Well, then where did this guy get his information from?
I just heard it through rumor.
Well, now, come on.
Listen to your show every day.
What do you mean through rumor? Who told you?
Just friends, and now it's a rumor now.
No, come on. Be specific, please. We're not talking about freaking government secrets here.
Well, I mean, I just heard it through friends, and I didn't hear it on your show, so I wasn't sure. That's why I'm calling.
Were the friends, like, in the advertising business or anything like that?
No, just in the music business. restaurant business, you know? That's who listens to your show.
Why are you being so clandestine about this?
So evasive.
I think maybe his friend works for somebody that the station approached for a sponsorship.
Probably. Is that the case?
Well, a friend of mine called the station here, ZAN, and they said that, yes, in fact, you were coming up on the 11th of May.
Are you originally... Let me ask you a question.
Certainly.
Are you originally from Maine?
Yes.
Really?
How come he doesn't talk like the Gordon Fisher?
No, I don't have an accent, but my folks are not from here, but I'm from Deer
Isle. Okay. I rest my case.
I'm from Deer Isle, though.
But for the record, as far as I know, we're not going to Portland, Maine. I mean, it's one of the cities that we've been told we might be going to.
Right. You're from Deer Isle. You live in Portland now?
Yes.
Right, but you're originally from Deer Isle?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, Charlie, you gotta put a kibosh on this bad information.
I didn't give you that information.
Well, I know. I'm saying you got to put the kibosh on other people with the
Charlie, I got family involved in this, okay?
All right, I'm sorry, Mike.
Hey, what does Westwood One say about Greenville, South Carolina?
I was to have a conference call this afternoon with somebody who was too busy to take it.
There you go.
At Westwood?
No, at his station in Greenville.
Oh, that's, you know, it'd be one thing if it was at Westwood, we could raise the roof, but it was one of the stations.
Yeah, it was a station representative who just couldn't make it.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Hey, things are going great. Looks like we'll be back on there real soon.
He had a staff meeting, and I told the guy at Westwood, I said, did he not know this was scheduled for today?
So how many stations is Westwood One talking to in Greenville?
Four.
Four stations.
Well, that's good. That's encouraging. Yeah. How many FM?
Three.
Oh. Have you done any other interviews with Greenville Media?
I'm holding a press conference tomorrow.
All right, well, keep us abreast, please.
Okay.
We still have, like, millions of people calling all the time asking about that, right?
Constantly.
Okay, sure. All right, thank you, Charles. There he is, everybody.
And if we do that thing in Portland, can you arrange it around fairly close to the 4th of July, please?
Oh, to make it for your vacation?
I'd love to get free airfare.
I wasn't able to. It'll be my birthday celebration, though.
When's it going
to
be?
May 11th.
Well, then the guy had the right date.
That is the date that we have set up with Portland. I didn't say the date was wrong.
Why don't we go?
So are we going there or not?
As of now, no.
Then why did you just say May 11th?
Because
that's the date we're not going.
As I told you earlier, the date we have set up with them would be May 11th. It is not confirmed that that is the date we'll be traveling there.
All right.
Rob, I have to ask you, what did Gordon Liddy just hand you?
Hold on.
A top secret memo. He declined my invite to come in, though.
Okay, yeah, there he goes. Hi, Gordon. He's just walking down the hallway. He had that grin on his face. It's kind of an evil grin.
I think it's a funny thing that he wrote.
Oh, is this something he wrote?
I believe
it. All right, read it during a break. I can use a laugh during a break. There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I'm calling to congratulate you all on scooping the USA Today. I don't know if y'all realized that either Don or Mike, I'm not sure which one it was, Tom Cruise, the night after the Golden Globes, Nicole Kidman with George Clooney, and then today I read in the paper that she had was splitting with Tom Cruise.
Okay, hold on a second.
What the hell is he talking about?
Let me try to walk you through this. First off, we know that Tom and Nicole have split.
Mm-hmm.
We had that on the show yesterday.
Right.
I don't believe we predicted the split of Tom and Nicole. We've said for a long time that Tom might be a fag.
You may have made a reference to it, like years ago.
Yeah, but I say like a million different things. I'm like the Channel 4 weather team.
Yeah, but it's real good. I latch onto those. Rob, it's good for you to start memorizing those.
Okay.
You say enough crap, you throw enough crap against the wall, eventually some of it's going to stick to the wall.
Right.
But no, I'm afraid we can't take credit for predicting that. Although I do think I've said all along that I thought the marriage was a sham,
mm-hmm.
was a sexless marriage based on the fact that...
Well, that was in a tabloid. They sued a tabloid about that, and they won, but that was a big tabloid story.
They adopt kids. They don't have kids.
Right.
He's so dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I think she is...
He's so dreamy.
So hot.
Yeah.
I think she is really something. I mean, that movie, Eyes Wide Shut, she is just... The sexiest.
There are two things I'd buy for Nicole Kidman. The first thing would be breast implants.
Yeah.
And the second would be a tanning bed.
I would hate to see her with breast implants. I think she has small breasts, but they're fine.
They're beautiful.
They're just
beautiful, but
they're lovely.
Those are the two things. First you get her the implants, and then when those heal up, then you get her a tanning bed.
Oh, you get her a tanning bed. You fry her like a lobster.
You say, honey, this is your new home. You're going to be spending 20 hours a day in this. Now, hop in.
Be interesting experiment. I'd like to see you know, what she'd look like if she could tan. There's certain people that can. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who?
Hi, you're on the air.
I just had my first homosexual experience this morning.
Oh.
Oh, way.
Listening to Rick Dees for half an hour. That guy's got the worst music I've ever heard.
Oh, I thought this was Tom Cruise calling. Oh, hold on. Okay, so this morning,
right,
Frida and I are in the car, going to the body shop, check out the damage that Bart did on our car. And, of course, we're listening to Rick Dees. And I have for you, verbatim, the Rick Dees, as he promoted it, joke of the day.
Oh, that sucked.
Okay. Here it is, the Rick Dees joke of the day. I've got it for you right now. Ellen Kay, I'm talking about, now this is not a joke, this is a true story. I'm talking about a small college in Santa Barbara, California. I'm sure you know the college. Please don't mention the college by name. Do you know, Ellen? Do you know? She goes, yes, I know the college, Rick. There is a high school senior. She is now a college freshman. She's going to this college. She's going out with a senior. A boy takes her out on a date. They do not come home all night long. The father is waiting and waiting and waiting. He is drinking caffeine. He is agitated. He is mad. Finally, at 7 a.m., the car pulls up. He walks inside with the girl. The father says, why are you bringing my daughter home at 7 a.m.? And he says, because I have a class at 8.
God.
And that...
That's the joke?
That is the joke of the day.
Now, the one I heard was about the dog.
Okay, what was that one?
And it's like a guy's walking his dog, and it's supposedly a true story. It's a neighbor is.
Right.
The guy's walking his dog. It's just a magical talking dog. So the officer sells this guy for $10. Guy goes, this dog can't. Dogs don't talk. The dog goes, excuse me, I was in the Marine Corps, and I was wounded in battle. I used to be a policeman. And it keeps going on, and the guy goes, hey, that's incredible. Well, why are you selling for $10? Because he lies so much.
And you know what?
I don't know which is worse.
Mm. And that's the thing with the Rick Dees joke, is that the setup is... First off, the jokes are awful.
Right.
The jokes are an insult to the word joke, but the setups are like the one I heard. Ellen Kay, I'm talking about a college in Santa Barbara, and like with the magic talking dog, this is a true story about a friend of mine.
Right.
With a magic talking dog.
His whole rap is this kind of inquisitive... I'm not really sure what's going on, right?
He has
coasted on for years.
I'm going to shock you with what I'm going to say next.
Right.
Listen to this. I know a man with a magical talking dog.
Just incredible.
And it's that BS delivery, you know, where he is so L.A., he is so phony, that's what he's gotten by on, and they just lap it up out there.
That's the joke of the day.
It's 6:41.
God.
It was the worst.
Horrible.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care.
See you later.
And look at that. And that guy, he turned gay because of Rick Dees.
Yeah, and that was wonderful. So if you're, you know, thinking you have those tendencies, you know, listen to me, you'll flip. Tune in.
One thing. I listen to Rick Dees, I go fag, you die. I go fag, you die.
You die. The Lord, gone.
Where it went?
Don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, love the show. Always compelling radio.
I go fag, you die.
You die.
Hello.
Don and Mike, yes. To the jukebox, I too have a jukebox, and I'm wondering if you have the greatest song ever recorded on the jukebox, which is Maxine Nightingale's Get Right Back.
We might have it on there.
Oh, is that the best song ever on a jukebox?
Oh, this is really turning into all gay radio. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
He sounds like he could be one of the members of Kraft.
Yes, hello.
Don.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
A little tidbit about the Osmond Show. The guy who plays the father.
Yeah.
Daniel Simpson Day from the Animal House.
You know, that's the guy D-Day, right?
Yep.
Yeah, D-Day who... That's D-Day who rides his motorcycle.
You're kidding. And the guy who does...
Yeah. That's D-Day.
On his Adam's apple?
That is D-Day.
Wow. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at most of those guys. Most of those guys really, you know, you got Belushi who's dead. You got Tim Matheson who never really made any hit movie after that.
Yeah, but D-Day is now playing Father Osmond.
You got Otter.
Hey, guys.
Who never went on to anything.
Well, no, Otter was on...
Is that Stephen First?
No, that's Flounder.
Oh, Flounder, right.
Stephen First was on St. Elsewhere.
We've had him on a couple of times.
Oh, right. And he may have been up there. And Stephen First, I think, was on a knockoff, a TV series, Animal House, I think. Yeah. I think maybe he was the one that did it.
You're right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, to continue with the gay thing, the Backstreet Boys were guest hosting The View today. They sat in for all the girls at the beginning, then they, like, jumped out from behind.
Oh, damn it, I missed that.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, do you ever log any time with Malcolm in the Middle?
Sure, every week we watch it. Great show.
This weekend, the two little kids were asking their dad for help in making up a comedy name against the girl next door, and the dad couldn't come up with anything. And then he said, well, what's her real name? He said, Regina Tucker. Well, you'll think of something.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Where the dad gets down and became an artist, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Michael, don't you bet your hair on the Red Sox.
He's with me.
He's your guy.
Michael, don't you bet your hair.
You can read my mind.
On the Red Sox.
Someone should tell this guy it's too late.
I know. A Buckner booted the ball. Yes, is a fag, y'all. Buckner booted the ball. Yes, is a fag, y'all. Michael, don't you bet your hair on the Red Sox. Buckner booted the ball. Yes, is a fag, y'all.
There you go.
There he is, Mike's protege.
Yeah. Interesting, you know, he tries to incorporate some different music styles in there. And I think about that every day. I seriously do. I think about the fact that the overwhelming odds are that I will shave my head. I think of that every single day. I bet you don't lose a moment's sleep over it. You're completely, you have no fear whatsoever.
I forgot about the bet.
Which means that if by some miracle the Red Sox do make it to the World Series, that you will not be a happy man.
No, I'm not worried about it.
I know you're not worried about it. I'm terribly worried about it. I'm thinking now, I was thinking right at the beginning of the show, but, you know, we're talking about stuff on the show. My mind was way out there thinking about, thinking about wearing a cap all the time.
Yeah, you'll have to. When you shave your head, when the Red Sox are mathematically eliminated, when they don't even make the postseason.
Yeah, so that means like the beginning of August, I'm going to cut my hair relatively short just to start prepping people for it.
It's not enough of a precursor taken for someone who's done it.
I know. Well, that's what you did, and I like that.
You get all the way down to skin, though.
I know.
There's nothing like skin.
Hello, do I get to pick who shaves it?
No, I think it's the same deal as I have. Then we get a
barber person?
Like the girls from the beauty shop across the street.
All right.
Came in and prepped me.
Very good.
You know, shaved it down, clean. Don't you remember that? They put the shaving cream on my head.
Smooth.
Nice smooth.
Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, am I on air?
Yes, you are.
I was just chiming in. You wanted to know who Otter played since Animal House?
Yeah.
He was Mozart in Amadeus. He got nominated for Academy Award for that.
No, that was an Otter.
No, but
The kid. That was the kid.
That was the guy who...
that was one of the freshmen.
Right.
That was the freshman along with Flounder. That was not Otter, though.
That wasn't Otter?
No. No, but but you're right, though. That was another guy from Animal House. And I'd say, based on Amadeus, he, now that Belushi is dead, is the most successful graduate.
Yes. Tom Hulce, it took me a second. He played Pinto, was his name.
Pinto, right. Tom Hulce.
Otter was in a movie called... Crossing Delancey, I think. Peter Riegert is his name. It was a pretty good movie, but it was a sleeper. There wasn't anything to it.
He's also in a movie about Scotland with Burt Lancaster.
Ah, the lemon. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I had a question for Don and Mike.
Yes, we're here. Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I was wondering if Westwood One has given you guys your syndication money yet.
What do you mean?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I think we brought that up on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
that's true.
You mean whether they paid us?
What's that?
Whether they paid us?
Yes.
No.
No, they haven't.
No, they have not.
One more question.
Yes.
Do you guys remember blowing bubbles when you were kids? Anyway, I ran into him yesterday. He's looking for you guys.
Yeah, that was coming.
Okay.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
Really fun.
Thank you. I don't know which part of that call I like better, the first part or the second part.
Boy, it's hard for me to choose.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Otter played the father in the network version of Charles in Charge.
Okay, thank you.
You know, it's funny, though, since the guy is known as Otter.
Otter.
I don't know it. Rob, you didn't have the guy's name, right? You had Tom Hulce.
Riegert.
What's his name?
Peter Riegert.
Peter Riegert. Oh, you know what? Peter Riegert was in Barbarians at the Gate.
Yes. Right. He's the guy who he was working with James Gardner's side.
Right, and he was specifically working for
American Express.
Fred Thompson.
Yes. What was his name in Barbarians?
Was it Cohen?
No.
But he worked for American Express. Lehman Brothers.
Shearson
Lehman Brothers.
Yes. His name might have been Peter.
Because at Peter Cohen.
At one point, Fred Thompson says, Peter, put your life on hold for the next 2 weeks.
I think it's Peter Cohen.
We're going to get this deal done. Ross has made a great offer.
Ross, would it be too piggy? Can we do the PR?
I was saving that for dessert.
Barbarians at the Gate.
You two are like family to me. You know, Mike and I can be mental patients about right. some things that we love.
Right.
And that HBO movie, Barbarians at the Gate.
Great, great movie.
I'll watch it every friggin' time it's on.
I'm almost certain that it's Peter Cohen.
Peter Cohen.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Peter does all the work for the other guy, played by Senator Fred Thompson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you got the wrong character. Tim Matheson played Otter. Peter Riegert played Boone.
No.
In Animal House.
No.
Tim Matheson was Otter.
Oh, wait a minute. Rob, could he be right?
Yeah, I think he is right.
Yeah, he is right.
I think he is
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, now, let me ask you a question, Rob, big brain.
Yeah.
What was Tim Matheson's first television role? It was animated.
You're right. He was the voice of Johnny Quest.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Make up for it.
Wow. You should have been the lifeline, Rob.
Way to go.
That's a great poll.
That is a great.
How did you know that?
I'm going to give you a round of applause for that.
That's incredible. Yeah, but I mean, it's all hollow now because I blew the thing about Boone.
You know, not only did he know the thing. Yeah, well, that was my fault, really, because I was the one that said Otter, and so I was wrong. Otter was Tim.
Yeah, but who knew that he was the voice of Johnny Quest?
And did you see the way Rob nonchalantly, he was the voice of Johnny Quest.
Rob's filling out some paperwork while he's
right.
siphoning through his gigantic brain and Rolodex up there.
It was just a complete throwaway for Rob. And Rob, that's not your fault because I was the one that said Otter. Yeah, I blew that.
I should have caught that. I feel bad. I'll do better next time.
I don't know. You know, the life of Rob is something. I know we got a break, but one of these days I'd like to devote an entire show to the life of Rob. I guess it was one morning last week. I called him up.
Oh, it was Thursday.
It was the morning that the Texas 7. We're caught.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I called Rob up and I said, hey, you got to run tape on this because we got to have tape of the convicts. And I called and at first I got his machine.
Right.
And I didn't leave a message because I figure he's, you know, busy with the new baby or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sure.
about 9:30 in the morning. He calls me right back and he goes, hi, I saw you called. I said, yeah, I didn't want to bother you. I'm sure you're with the baby. No, I'm just playing cards with my uncle and Big Daddy.
Yeah. And on Thursdays, my Uncle Sam comes by on the way to work, and we gamble a little bit. Just a little bit.
Wow. He wants you.
Uncle Sam Robin.
Not that one. But yeah, we like our cards.
The life of Rob Spiewak.
I mean, it's incredible how he amasses that really unimportant knowledge.
I'm not good at anything that really would ever help me.
But you could be.
I don't know. I'd have to find my... Well, I hope I have found my...
Don't sell yourself short, Rob. I think you're an underachiever of biblical proportion.
Thank you very kindly.
I just thought it was funny. I hung up the phone. I thought, you know, 9:30 on a Thursday morning, I thought he'd be, like, doing something with his baby. He's playing cards with his uncle and his grandpa. The
baby was fed and back in bed, and I won, like, $10.
Well, you know, seriously, when we play our poker games, you ever notice who really walks out of the room with the most...
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, but listen, let's be honest.
Double wingo.
Yeah, it's the guy who comes up with the most retarded game.
You know, right. I've given up on that, though. I've given up because I thought I could teach you all a few games.
Do you remember the time he tried to see... we like playing. We play poker. We play regular 5-card, 7-card stud.
Five-card stud, 5-card draw.
Maybe 1-card wild. That's it.
You play High Chicago, too.
Rob comes in with, we're going to play Dr. Pepper today.
Right.
And hold on.
Game.
And the reason for Dr. Pepper is, and I remember this, that Rob says there used to be numbers on a Dr. Pepper bottle.
That's
right?
True. Their slogan was, enjoy Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a study, like, done in the 40s that said that Americans have low blood sugar at 10:30, 2:30, and 4:30. So if you had a Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4, you'd beat that.
So do you remember this? And he was running through, this is, everybody's in my house. And we're, you know.
We're looking at Rob like, really, he ought to be in some kind of museum.
Well, like, you can hear the jaws hitting the table
right.
one at a time.
We are half in the bag already. And he goes, all right, no, it's the Dr. Pepper game because of 10, 2, and 4. And what cards are wild?
10s, 2s, and 4s, but you have to pay for them. If you get them up, they cost 5 cents a spot. So a 10...
And right there, I'm looking at
you. Right there.
What's another one of your little parlor games you wanted to play?
Baseball is fun.
What's baseball?
What's
baseball?
3s and 9s are wild. 3s are free. 9s are like 50 cents. And if you get a 4, you get a free card in the hole.
Why?
Because it gives you a better chance to. If you can construct a 5-card hand out of 7 cards, wouldn't you rather construct it out of 8?
Oh, God. And I am so far beyond.
I didn't even get into, like, love it or shove it or pass the trash or really hard ones.
He is a card player.
And meanwhile, you know, all I'm trying to do is find, you know, 3 cards that match.
These are all the same color.
Love it or shove it?
Yeah, that's fun. That's a 5-card stud game. Yes, it's a high-low. Oh, I haven't introduced any high-low games yet. Where if you match your whole card, they're both wild. And if you get your card, if you like it, you can keep it, known as loving it. Or you can pay a quarter to pass it to the guy to your left, known as shoving it.
I have already tuned this out.
Yeah.
It's great because these are all great ways to escalate the pot and make the pot huge.
This is for people paying attention that have played so many card games that simple poker is not enough for them.
Right.
To get bored.
I swear this year I'm going to get you all to play Man or Mouse. I'm going to stick to it. It's so simple. It's a three-card game. And you're going to love it.
Let's play Man or Mouse.
You'd love it. Mike, you like to pass money around fast, right? Win fast, pay off fast.
Damn right. Hey, baby.
Club.
I do. Of course I do, Rob. I like to pass it around in Tahoe, Atlantic City in the Caribbean. Pass the money around fast.
God damn it. I love having the boy around, but he can ruin a game of cards faster than a 51-card deck. He really can.
He gets about 8 seconds into his explanation, and all of us are looking out the window.
Like, shut up. Just deal the cards. You know what? I'd rather have Buzz in his shaky Tupperware container.
We all bring our different idiosyncrasies to the game, and that's what makes the game fun.
What's mine?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond my cold stare and my
yours is very simple to me. Yours is your jubilant celebrations of victory.
Yeah, that has to be good.
Would you guys agree?
Bordering on dancing.
Mm-hmm. Bordering on dancing because it will usually be Don winning a pot will usually be followed by. Did I get it?
Yeah, all right. All right, then what's Mike?
Mike is getting mad and leaving, but
Mike is getting mad when I'm trying to cover his anger. Yes, because I am a horrible loser.
That's true. All right, that's enough.
I hate losing more than anything else in the whole wide world.
I remember the last time I played cards. Well, that's it for me.
You were trying to keep under control.
I'm
trying to move myself away from the table because it's that or turn the table over.
Yeah. Right.
You know, which is really what I don't want to do. It's the equivalent of throwing a golf club out on the golf course. It's the same thing where I have that.
And I think Cakes is his non-caring when he loses, and he always loses a lot of money. And yeah. Eric's is growing terribly distraught.
Eric's is remaining distraught. Distraught throughout the entire game. Like, he can have a royal flush. Oh, it's a show!
I think my favorite idiosyncrasy is Buzz. Because Buzz comes over with a Tupperware glass that has a snap on top.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz has all of his money in there, all quarters.
Quarters,
right?
For the game.
And the way Buzz plays is he very carefully takes, you know, like if the ante is 50 cents,
right.
Takes it out, puts it in, and Buzz's system is as soon as the money's gone,
right.
All the money in the Tupperware,
right.
Buzz neatly packs it into his little pack.
His money belt.
Straps it to his belt. And he
straps it around his thigh.
And then he's gone.
And Buzz remains optimistic throughout the whole game.
He's very even-keeled
and happy through the whole game.
There's always hope. There's always a chance. Because Buzz is stable enough mentally where he doesn't have to worry about, you know, for some reason when I put a lot of import into it. It's a reflection on me personally if I lose at poker.
However,
it's ridiculous.
I've got the defining Buzz move, though. It's like playing cards with Michael J. Fox, because Buzz's hands shake so much.
It's the pressure.
When Buzz has to deal a hand,
he is the worst dealer that we have in the game.
How many times have you heard this with Buzz, where it's like, 1-1-1-2-2-2-2-3-3-3-3. I got to start again.
Yeah, wow.
Miss deal because that involves more shuffling.
Miss deal.
But it's cute.
But Buzz, I'm the second worst shuffler.
Okay.
I'm a better dealer, but I'm the worst.
No, you're a good shuffler.
It takes me a while. We got to all warm up. How many of you guys are, like, ready to jump right in? If they put a table in here
right now.
I'd be screwed. I have to totally refamiliarize myself. It's not like riding a bike.
I forgot how to play. You could do it if we just played the regular games, if we didn't play one of Rob's queer games.
I could do it, but I'd like to get on the computer and be able to speak.
You play your Texas Hold'em. That's not a simple game.
Rob, go get a
some cards right now.
I think I have some in
my desk. Let's play a hand of poker when we come back.
Fantastic.
We'll do a quick hand of poker.
All right.
And then today we're jam-packed. I mean, we wasted so much time already. We've got a new match game that we're going to start momentarily.
Check the record book because I don't think poker's ever been played on the air.
With a Kiss My Bumper guy, it could be our most exciting radio ever. I haven't lived until you've heard guys play cards on the radio.
I think poker works on the radio.
Also, we have Buddy Epson today. Lots of stuff. Let's start today by... Let's give away this money.
Please.
Yeah. Right.
Okay? Here's your new clue about secret song number four. It is by Hall & Oates.
Ooh.
But it is not Man Eater. Okay? Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
His sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
Come and enjoy their world-famous love act. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
All right, get your ante up, guys. After the contest, going to play one round of poker. Fantastic. You up for that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the denomination.
About a buzz.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. That's difficult.
That's all I have.
What?
That's all I have on me.
Oh, you're a successful newsman. You should carry more cash. You can swing 20 bucks for a hand of poker, Buzz.
Yes, I can.
Okay, come on. Good. Well, have some excitement.
Oh, boy.
Someone wins a big pot.
One hand.
Are you in head?
Someone have to loan it to me, but I'm good for it.
Wish I could remember.
I wish I could do that. Right? Yeah, I wish I could, too.
Yeah, sorry, Rob.
Just don't trust you enough. I guess you're the dealer, Rob.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Rob.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Is Rob there?
Yeah, right here. What can I do for you?
Sounds like you're an avid card player, huh?
Yeah, very much so. Sir, I don't have time for you. We're playing a contest and you're making me mad.
Oh.
Go away. I am Rob Bay. Go away.
Am I caller 100?
Not now. You would have been if you just said I'm caller 100. But you had to crap it all up by asking me if I play cards.
Well, wait a minute now.
I don't like you. Go away.
Hold on a second.
Now, you're number 99. You just missed it.
No.
Sorry. You just missed it. Oh,
poor you.
Oh, poor you.
Just missed it. Thank you. Poor. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name? What's your name, my friend?
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. Where are you from?
Wichita.
Paul, you won the Valentine's Day Bear Graham. To send a Bear Graham for Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Are you ready to go for 500 bucks?
I sure am.
All right, secret song number four. Hit song from the 1980s. Top 10 song. It's by Hall & Oates. It's not Man Eater.
Okay,
we'll play you the song now. You give us title and artist. You win 500 bucks. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Little Blessed Union of Souls.
Okay, this is my favorite part. Mike is going to try to sing one of today's top hits for us.
Yeah, I'm really working overtime trying to do this.
We wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
What's the song you're singing, Mike?
I think you might recognize it, Don. I'm not going to give that away just yet. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
You don't know the title. Secret song sponsored by our friends across the hall at Main Street Title.
She likes me for me, not because I hang with Leonardo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. Do you know the name of the song?
Oh, God, no. No, not in a million years.
I think it's something like Leonardo.
You'd be amazed how much I had to patch together just to get that information. Knew the song, though. Knew the melody.
I think it's She Likes Me For Me, parenthesis, Hey, Leonardo.
Gotcha. Thank you, Head.
Yeah, could have used that help in the hallway, Rob.
Wow, thank you very much. A lot of Head on this show.
No more
today.
Help with the contemporary songs, okay? Don't give me your problems.
Hello, listen. What's the song, the secret song?
Is it You Make My Dreams?
By?
Hall & Oates.
Hey, we have a winner! We have a winner! Yes, indeed.
Good stuff.
All right, now listen to it. Robbie, put the cookie version in.
Oh.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah, good job. Play backwards.
One of my favorite Hall & Oates ditties.
Right, the part that we use is coming up in a minute.
On a night for the band.
Oh, well, this is a whole stupid song.
Didn't you guys do it with the intro?
No, we took a bridge in the middle of the song.
Okay.
When the guitars go, bow, bow, boodle doo, bow, bow, boodle doo.
Ah, okay.
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, yeah, all right,
there
yeah.
you go.
When you explain it, I understand.
Let me see if I got the part here. Okay, here's the part we use coming up right here. It's after he says, listen to this. Okay, really, this time. Here it is, right here.
This is gentleman G.E. Smith.
Right here. Gotcha.
You know, that's why I love you having both songs there so you can hear what
good
you do.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
And now we're not going to start this till tomorrow, but we do have a secret song number 5.
You going to give us a preview?
Here it is.
Good.
Good luck, suckers. There you go. And I'll tell you, that's easier than you make my dreams come true. Wow. That's easier than you make my dreams come true.
Well, there's certainly more information in there.
There sure is. And we'll start that on tomorrow's show. All right, Rob?
Yes.
Very quickly, we have a deck of cards. Shuffle them. Buzz, come on in here.
Okay.
We'll play one quick hand of poker, and then we're going to get right to the match game 2001.
Okay, let's put up the money.
And then Buddy Epson coming on the show today.
What game are you going to play?
Five card.
Five card stud or five card draw? Let's make it five card draw.
Five card draw.
Okay, we don't have to have any cards up.
Yeah, so you can just turn in the cards you don't like.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Robbie, hold the 20s, please. There's my 20, Mike's 20, Buzz's 20.
$40 in the pot.
And I'm flying real. I mean, it's just been so long since I've played poker.
Do you know when we play at my house, we play for a quarter a hand. So for us, this is gigantic stakes.
It's huge.
Very big.
I mean, there won't be any raising. We're going to get our hand.
Pot.
Okay.
So the bluffing element has been removed.
Unless you just want to deal them up.
Nope.
You want to cut?
Yep.
That would be the game, since we can't raise or anything. It would be best to deal them up. But then there's no... Then we want to play
showdown.
Them, but, yeah.
No, come on, let's just play.
Okay.
Okay, deal.
They have holes in them.
That's right. These are actually from the Taj Mahal.
Cool, Rob.
Okay. You got my cards? Thank you, Robbie.
First bet would be Buzz, but since you're not betting, he checks. Mike checks. Don checks. Buzz, how many cards would you like?
I'd like one card, please.
Okay, throw one in. One for you. Mike?
I'd like three cards, please.
Drawing to a pair.
And Doc?
I'll take one.
One it is.
Oops, sorry.
Well, that's the fastest 20 I ever lost.
What
I'll
you
tell
got?
You right now.
Hey, I guess you all just flip them now.
I got clap! All right, I got a pair of sevens and a pair of fives.
Two pair for Don.
Two pair.
Well, Buzz got a lot of pictures.
But
it's straight.
Hold on, but they don't match.
That's all right. It's a straight.
Buzz wins, and he didn't know.
Well, I knew it was a straight.
Oh, that pisses me off. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly how it goes at Don's house.
He had a straight, and he didn't know it.
Oh, I knew I had a straight. I didn't know if it beat two pair.
You didn't know you had a straight. You just said,
no, I don't know what I have.
I said, I knew I had a straight. I didn't know if it had to be,
take your money.
Suit.
You just
take
won
the money.
$60.
Thank you.
Take the money.
That's funny.
And
when he said,
if anybody was trying, let me see. I have the 8 of diamonds, the 10 of diamonds, the 6 of spades, the jack of clubs, and the 2 of hearts.
Clap!
A jack high.
Yeah.
Let's go one more.
All right.
Let's go one more.
I'm out of... Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're out.
F you, you're out.
God. No, I thought we were going to put this back in.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Okay, one more.
Oh, my God.
Same game?
Yeah. You know what? This time is doing the face up.
Okay, we're going to do a showdown.
Five card showdown. You want 5 or 7 card showdown?
7 card showdown.
Okay.
And then that's it, right?
We don't. That's right. Unless you want to play some side bets like for
let's
high
do 5 card showdown. Let's do 5 card showdown. That's where they're all
on. He just lays them down?
He lays them out?
No. I like it better being able to trade them in, please.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. That's fine, too. 5 card draw again.
Okay. Cut them. Beautiful.
All right.
Card draw.
All right. Let's go. Here we go.
Thank you.
Right, once again, $60 in the pot, and it's Buzz to say how many cards he likes.
I would like two cards, please.
Two?
Thank you.
Mike?
Mike?
I would like three cards, please. Thank you very much.
And Don?
I'll take one, please.
God damn it.
And roll them, gentlemen.
What do you got, Mike?
Zip.
What do you got, Buzz?
Just one pair. I don't think I have any.
Pair of fours.
Pair of fours.
Pair of nines, pair of fives.
Okay, guess what, gentlemen?
Good.
We're going one more time.
Okay, but I'll take my money, please.
All right. I'll leave you up, Don.
Okay.
You're up.
Thank you. All right. Yes, sir.
$60 today. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
And for those of you watching from the outside, you got a brief look at Don's jubilant dance.
That's it. And I didn't even realize
you know what?
That.
We might very well have all of our idiosyncrasies here. There's a good chance of that happening.
That's right. Buzz has already won and didn't know what he had.
Right. You've already shown your jubilation, and I'm pissed.
All right, one more. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You got it. You got it, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Feel me another beautiful hand, my friend.
Five card draw. The players have their cards, baby. And Buzz, how many cards would you like?
I will take two cards, if you please. Oh, he's grinning again. Poker face is grinning again, so he's got a great hand. I will take three cards, please.
But the poker face is useless.
That's correct.
When it's just a set pot. How many cards?
I'm just smiling. I'll take three, please.
Three, if you please.
Three to do me some good, please.
What do you have, Buzz?
Pair of jacks.
I got a pair of threes. I got a pair of sixes. Buzz wins.
Buzz wins again.
God damn it!
You seen it. There it is.
All right. That's it.
One more?
No. No, I've lost $60. No, I'm going home. All done.
But, Mike, thanks
we'll
for bringing...
We'll see you with the sandwich next week.
Thanks for bringing the sandwiches.
Thanks. I hope we're all happy. That's a nice exercise, guys.
Sandwiches with it.
What's that?
Buy sandwiches.
Buzz, there's no need for you. You won fair and square. All right? Have a happy day.
Well, that went well.
That's terrific.
All we need is a bunch of drinks and to have the TV show Cops on in the background.
That's right, man. It would be the real way that it is.
And a jukebox playing Beach Baby.
God damn it. Oh, man. Just bear with me, guys. It's going to take me a while.
Don't play One Hand of Blackjack?
You and me?
Yeah.
All right.
One hand?
Should I be the house? Or do either one of you want to be the house? You just want to... play against you.
I will have lost $80.
One hand. Here you go.
All right. Okay, yeah, you be the house.
Deal him, head.
Okay, am I dealing myself in as the house?
No, it's just him.
No, it's just Mike and I. Just deal him to us.
You want them up? Both up?
No. No, okay. The one down and then the other one up.
Mm-hmm.
Is your down? Mike's up. Is it 10 of spades? Don's up. 10 of hearts. 10 showing, both of you.
All right. I'll stick.
Mike Stakes?
I just tapped. Hit me.
With a 7.
21.
You have 21?
21.
Oh, my God.
Oh, F. 21.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, fam.
I'm getting quiet now. I just lost $80.
Great day. Great day in the morning.
You know what's sad? Mike had 20.
Yeah, the only hit. He pulled the only thing that would have beaten me.
21.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done. No more gambling.
Ever?
I will never gamble on a effing show again.
Cancel the trip to Reno?
I will never gamble.
No, there was a qualifier there. He'll never gamble on the show again.
On the show. I'll never gamble.
On the show.
Maybe this bodes well because I've got my, you know, I'm going out to Vegas pretty soon.
That's true.
Yeah, very excited about that. And, of course, we're going to Reno.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good. So I'm already $80 in the crapper.
All right, great. Well, Buzz can loan you some.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Take care of you. Buzz, can you loan me 20?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, there you go. That's an experiment on how it goes when we get together to play cards.
Oh, shut up.
I can't help it.
You can't help but have that look, which I got to look at now for the rest of the show. This will be bad. He'll be in a good mood for the rest of the show. I'll be in a crappy mood for the rest of the show.
Oh, for you.
Oh, F you, Libby Soprano.
All right, we will be back. We'll play the match game right after this.
Great.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
chopped and not straight.
You fool, you nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it!
What the fuck are you talking about, that? They're taking me out, Dad!
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he... Chick, chick, chick! He trapped me! Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes! Yes!
He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Right.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
All right, we'll bring the Kiss My Bumper guy in here in just a second. Let's go through a couple of calls. We'll get the match game. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to tell you which station told Leah Remini yesterday that her dress looks like a bridesmaid's dress.
Are you calling from New York?
Yes.
Okay, what was the station?
KTU, 103.5.
Oh, KTU, and we thought it was stupid PLJ.
No, it was, I heard they had like this, like a piece of the conversation that they're saying that her dress is, looks like a bridesmaid's dress.
Gotcha.
Yeah, original idea too, right out of a magazine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
For listening, I'm just 14 years old.
You're 14?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, well, you have to wait 4 years before you call us again.
I thought you were a woman. You sound like a woman.
Oh, I can't help that.
You're a 14-year-old boy?
No, a girl.
Oh, you're a 14-year-old girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
All right, well, you have to wait 4 years before you call us
again. Well, I couldn't wait. Sorry.
Okay. Well, okay. Where are you from originally, honey?
What do you mean?
You have a little accent.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's perfectly all right.
I'm born here.
Oh, okay. Born in New York. Oh, do you have a mustache?
Not really.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, well,
does that make a difference?
Yeah, I don't think you're 14.
I don't think you're 14 for a second.
I'm just trying to get a mental picture of you.
Yeah.
No, I mean it. I'm 14.
I picture you as like a woman from the Middle East wearing one of those towels, you know, one of those wrap things. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish?
Huh. Yeah.
You do have a trace of an accent. Do your parents have thick accents?
No.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You don't have... I'm totally mystified.
Yeah, it sounds like a foreign accent. There's nothing wrong with that. We're just curious what nationality that might be from.
Are your parents from Israel?
No.
Huh. Where are they from? New York, too?
Yeah.
Where do you live in New York?
Brooklyn.
So born and raised in New York?
Yeah.
And you're 14?
Yeah.
All right, honey.
But once again, I say you call back in 4 years when kids are allowed to call.
If I'll find something out, then I'll call before.
All right, she's defiant.
Yes,
listen, hold on, our producer, Charles Broyhill would like to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold
Thank
on,
you for man. Calling.
You're right in his wheelhouse. A 13 to 16. That's what we call Broyhill land.
Okay.
All right, not only this person doesn't sound like 14, this person sounds like they have an accent. I totally mystified.
Yeah. All right, see you later.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Hey, bye.
Looks like an 70-year-old woman from Hungary.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I, too, was from New York. I too, was trying to give you the information. I heard the clip of Leah Remini today as I was flipping through the dial. It sounds like she was about ready to have a coronary when she... had to comment made to her about the dress.
Oh, so she really did yell at that
she was just, you know, sounded very exasperated when she heard the comment. I mean,
yeah, it's an a-hole comment to make. Good for her.
Yeah, she's doing for herself very well. I must say.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my friend.
Goodbye, buddy.
Thanks for the call. Thank you, buddy.
All right, just two in a row from New York.
Now, he didn't have an accent.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
It's my birthday today, and I turned 21, and I decided to call. I couldn't remember whether it was 18 or 21 that we were allowed to call.
All right, with the way this segment's going, you sure you're not a Swedish octogenarian?
21. 21.
21, that was my winning hand of
life.
I had to bring that up.
Yeah, well, he's dealt 14.
Yeah, 14, he pulled a 7.
Pulled a 7 out of my ass.
Pretty damn good.
Amazing.
You want to go one more time?
No.
What's that?
One more time?
No, you have to know when to stop. You have to know when to stop, and I'm $80 in the $80.
How about one just for fun?
Yeah, I'll do one for fun.
You got the card still,
Absolutely.
Bo? Hey, Bo, you got the cards? All right, one for fun.
We're going to have fun in Reno. We got to find out if Harris will, like they did with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, if we'll,
yeah.
if we'll get some house money to gamble with.
And what we'd like is, when we're done with doing the show, uh-huh.
didn't they do that with, like, Frank Sinatra and those guys, when they would be on the floor because they were in the showroom?
Yeah.
And because we are, you know, going to be there performing, we would be able to have some house money to gamble with.
One of the
That's
neatest...
part of the deal for being in the star suite.
One of the neatest things they would do for Dean is they would let Dean deal and make up his own rules, so all the hot chicks would get always 21. He'd miscount. Mm-hmm. Let them just keep hitting till he gets.
Well, we don't care about that. Mike,
no, we want to win.
We'd like our own table.
And we'd like some house money.
Okay.
Eras has heart. Eras has heart.
There's the face card.
Ten of spades for Mike. Mike had a 10 showing last time. Donna showing a jack of diamonds.
I'll stick.
Okay.
Jack diamonds.
Don?
I'll stick.
Okay.
What do you have?
Roll them.
20.
I have 20.
That's a push.
That's a push. Okay. One more time. One more time. Okay. Way to go, shuffler extraordinaire.
One more time.
A 52-card deck, yes, sir. And we just get four tens right out of the shoot.
Isn't that fantastic how that's my fault?
Yeah, it is your fault. One more time. God damn it.
I haven't seen this mic since we were in Reno.
Okay.
Six of hearts and a king of clubs. Mike, six showing.
I'll take a hit.
7, 13 showing.
Okay. I'll take another hit. I break.
23 showing.
All right. You don't have to even bother now.
15.
15.
I win again.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad we weren't gambling. All right. Let's do one more. I'd like to win one hand just for the sake of maybe trying to win. Let's just try one more.
How about for $1?
All right. For a dollar.
For $1?
Okay.
Right. $1. Just to make it interesting. And then we'll spank you, I promise.
Okay. Okay. Might as well put it over on your side because that's probably where it's going to end up.
Queen of diamonds for Mike. King of hearts for Don.
I'll stick.
Mike sticks with a queen, 10 showing.
I'll take a hit.
4 of diamonds. 14 showing, right?
What did Mike have?
He has a 10 showing.
Hit me again.
9.
I'm out.
23 showing. And Mike?
I'm busted.
Blackjack.
I won $1.
Wow.
Excellent. We can stop now. So, Mike, you're almost at even for the day, right?
Ha ha.
Okay.
Ha ha ha. 8 tens.
Hey, listen. what are you mad at, Rob?
And the only time I get in a better mood is when Rob starts laughing at me like that. I'm finally in a better mood. You know, up here, that's good for me. I can go on with the show now.
Because you won one hand?
Yeah,
it's good. I'm glad also.
I know, because it's a dollar.
I would have played you
like 60. I know you would, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fall into that trap. Because as soon as I put, you know you want me to put another 20 down?
Yeah, I do.
But it's not going to happen because it's not my day. It's not my day.
Come on. Think how much better you feel if you win 20.
All right.
It's your own money.
Okay. Buzz did loan me 20, so I'm playing with Buzz's money.
From when I stick it in you. Okay.
All right, here we go.
One more hand.
Here we are.
Good luck with the deal, Rob.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, you guys just have $20 on the line. I have a friendship. All right, here we go. You're cut?
No, I'll cut.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh.
He's getting aggressive. All right.
Do you want me to deal in the opposite direction?
No.
All right,
no, we deal the same way.
Mike's down.
I'm down.
Mike, face card showing. Queen, you're welcome. And a 6 showing for Don.
I'll stick.
Mike sticks, 10 showing. Don, 6 showing.
Hit me.
6 showing. 12 showing.
Hit me.
17 showing.
Hit me.
Ooh. 22 showing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a jack.
You broke like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
All right, there we go. I had 20.
All right, it's there.
I had 20 there.
So now you want 20 back.
All right.
Hey, go one more time?
No!
One more time?
No.
I've still got $40 of your money in my pocket.
Hey, no, I'm fine. This is a good time to stop.
Okay.
Would now be a good time to say don't forget your dealer?
Yeah. Here you go, Rob.
Thank you.
Hey!
Enjoy $1 for you.
$1 for the house.
Fantastic. Good job. What are you writing down?
There you go. There's a little something for the dealer.
All right. Hey. It's almost like we're playing match game already.
Oh, boy.
A little personalized message I wrote for Rob. F you.
Well, I didn't feel lucky. I'm glad I went against my instincts.
Oh, so, honey, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, 21. Right. Is there?
Rob is now wearing the FO sign.
I think you should make up a couple of these to hand out in Reno.
Is there a hard wooden chair nearby?
No. Actually, I'm sitting on my bed.
Good God.
God, okay, you know how we do this?
Honey, you got to play along.
I don't think she's qualified.
Okay.
I didn't want to spank. I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I've been listening since I was in grade school.
And
I love you guys very much, and you're the best.
Well, we love you, too.
You're very nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's a good thing we didn't spank her.
And she's ill-equipped.
Because I might have hit her. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hey, I wanted to hear, or see if you guys wanted to hear what it sounds like to crush a phone in a vice. Now, I want to run my setup here through you and see if you think this will work. I've got a little shop out in the backyard, and I run a phone line out here, and I went out today to the Salvation Army and bought an additional phone for out here, one of the little $2 crappy specials.
Right.
And I got a vice here. I got them both hooked up to a dual phone jack.
You know what? I think we've heard enough of the setup. Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead. Crush it.
Put the phone in the vice.
Let's see what happens. If it breaks up, I'm getting ready to pick up the other phone.
Okay.
So it may break up a little bit, but I'm going to put it right in the vice.
What's the guy's name? Casino. What's the guy's name?
You gave up the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Okay, it's going in the vice.
You made me pop out your effing eye for Charlie M. M?
Here it goes.
Why, you M-F-er? Put him out of his misery.
Why you make me do this?
I think we've already lost the original phone. Right. Now we're hearing it over the other phone. Yep.
It's almost there.
All right, keep going.
I'm trying.
Charlie M.
I'm afraid it's going to explode and put my eye out.
Jesus.
Okay, hello, Don and Misha. Thank you. Hello.
Hi,
you're on the air.
I was calling 100 yesterday, and I think somebody stiffed me. Wouldn't let me have my prize.
Why?
It was Broyhill.
Why? What were the circumstances?
It had been exactly 60 days since I had won a prize before.
You know what, Charlie? Charlie is rather meticulous when it comes to facts and figures.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he got out and counted the days. It was exactly 60 days.
All right, well then, I guess, is that the rule? What's the rule?
Has
60
to be
days?
Over 60.
Over 60 days.
Has to be over 60 days.
Right.
I had no idea, because when I won before, they didn't say anything about that.
And we say it actually in our disclaimer that we run on the air.
Every show for the past, like, 6 or 7 months, it's been said. Maybe you ought to listen to that part of the show.
Since you won before,
you should be
happy with that. Don't be greedy.
You know,
I am. Thank you for what I won before.
In the industry, you're what we would call a prize pig.
What is that piggy to win again?
Too piggy.
Yeah, you'd be a triple P, a professional prize pig.
Have you won before the last time you won?
No, that would only be the second time I've ever won anything.
Are you lying? What was the other prize you won, Rob?
It was one of those live lobsters.
Ooh, good prize. Wait, you won a live lobster from us?
Yeah.
A lobstergram, and what did you win before that?
Nothing. Just yesterday, I won the bouquet, or thought
oh,
I
no,
did.
Oh, no, so you have won twice on our show.
Yes. Well, no.
He won the lobstergram before.
Just once.
Two months ago.
All right.
And then he called yesterday, and I'm sure Broyhill checked his name on the data bank and said,
all right,
it's exactly 60 days. You can't win.
All right, so eliminating that prize, besides the lobstergram, have you ever won anything else?
No.
No. All right.
All right, then you're just a little piggy. This little piggy went to market. I'm sorry. Rules is rules and parts is parts, and dogs love cheese. Thank you, though, but know that all prizes that are not won by contestants on the show, we take home.
There we go.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the flowers.
Your wife enjoys them.
Bye. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Are you still there? I was going to give him a book on communicating with people.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, though. We're ready for match game.
Right.
Now, you know, let's do a break, and then we'll get our contestants, and then we'll bring Howard G in. I don't even know if most people in D.C. know the name Howard G., but I'll tell you, you know him as the Kiss My Bumper guy.
Oh, yeah, I think it's, is it Senate Insurance?
Yeah, it's one of these things that they run in the middle of the day when Judge Judy is on,
right,
and shows like that, People's Court. Because generally the people who are home at day watching the TV are people who don't have jobs.
Out of work. That's right.
So it's like if you got a car but you can't afford to insure it,
mm-hmm,
you know, you go to this insurance company this guy does the commercials for.
And he's become a local celebrity,
yeah,
based on these the fame of these commercials.
Yeah, because his whole big thing is, just kiss my bumper.
You tell him to kiss my bumper. Just kiss it.
And anyway, his name is Howard G., and he's coming in to play the match game.
Good.
So we need four, right, Rob? We need two guys.
Two and two.
Two guys and two girls to play the match game. So call Lisa right now, and we'll get our four contestants. Then we'll hook up with Howard G. and actually start the game. And at some point, we might have to break off the game to do the Buddy Ebsen interview.
That won't take long, though.
Well, first it'll be a check to see if Buddy Ebsen's dead or alive.
Oh, really?
And he's promoting some cockamamie book that he's written.
Oh, really? Like a little memoir?
No, it's nothing like My Life is Beverly Hills.
It's a novel.
It's a novel, and Lisa read the novel,
yeah,
and I asked her to give me, like, the cliff notes on it,
mm-hmm,
and she said, the book has the most grammatical mistakes and misspellings of any book that she's ever read.
Well, is it a book about the South?
No, it's a book about, I don't know what it's about, frankly.
Okay.
I think it might be his observations on life, and,
sure,
and anyway, one of them, I remember, Macaulay Culkin. Hey, Lisa, bring the book in. Will you run the book in real quick, please? Just so I can share with everybody the spelling. Because I think that's going to be the main force of the interview today with Buddy. After we make sure that Buddy is, in fact, alive.
Very good.
After we play Dead or Alive and we get him to sing Jethro is a Powerful Man.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The name of his book is Kelly's Quest, a character-driven love story by Buddy Ebsen.
Does it have a nice cover?
You be the judge.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
That's for sure.
That's our motto on this show.
So, hold on. Let me find. Okay. The sentence goes, if it all works, the story would give Manny's client, Sonny, a chance to cross over to the big screen and the bigger money as the hot new child star like Macaulay Culkin. However, in this book, it's written Macaulay, M.C., C-A-U-L-E-Y,
uh-huh,
Calkins, C-A-W-K-I-N-S.
Hey!
Macaulay Calkins.
Now, did he change it to make it... Sounds intentional because it's so far off.
No, it's not. It's not off. For instance, when you look on page... Hold on. Well, she's found page after page of punctuation errors,
okay,
and words that are misspelled and other names that are misspelled in the book.
Wow.
And Vietnam is two words. Capital V-I-E-T space capital N-A-M. Vietnam.
That's interesting.
Let me see. She found mainly punctuation errors, spellings.
Like perhaps it was rushed to press or something like that. Normally a publisher would catch that.
Gravesite. G-R-A-V-E-E-S-I-E-T. It's like Tom Gavin's the editor of this.
So almost like printing errors.
Yeah. 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 Let me
Who's
see.
The publisher?
First Books Library. Calgary. The town in Canada?
Capital C-A-L-G-A-R-Y.
No, Mike, incorrect.
Okay, how's it spelled?
C-E-L-G-E-R-Y.
Calgary.
Is there... Did you read the whole book?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be somebody with an accent or something? Or, I mean...
No.
These are all mistakes.
These are all mistakes. And now notice, there's like 10 to 15 little markings that I made here in the book. That's not all of them. I mean, I got tired of ripping off little pieces of paper.
I see it.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out one thing, too, that I'm assuming he did this himself. It says copyright 2000 Buddy Ebsen. Does that mean like he did? He was the only person involved in this book?
Maybe so. We'll
like
have to ask him.
He edited it. He printed it. Like he did it all.
We'll ask him.
Maybe it's like when you pay a lot of money to have like your family tree published, like a vanity project. It's Buddy Ebsen's book.
And it's also, it's chock full of punctuation problems.
We doggies.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, lots of times, like, when you should have quotation marks and you should have commas and stuff.
Or you shouldn't have quotation marks, and there's just one randomly at the end of a sentence. My favorite, I think, was the numerous times I ran into sentences that started right after another one, but there was no space. Huh. I mean, you know, you do period, space, space, and start typing again. I ran into it about 10 times. I only marked one or two of them.
Yeah. All right, so we'll discuss that with Buddy Ebsen, but I'm sure that'll be a very brief interview. So let's get right to Madge Game. We'll take the first four calls. Were you taking a look at the book now?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
It's sad. And we'll bring it up with him, and we'll play the Madge Game with Howard G. right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, somebody wheeling Howard G.
Yeah. Now, this guy is as close to icon status as you can get in D.C., right?
Very, very popular all over the TV.
I mean, who hasn't been home in the middle of the day?
Here he is, Howard G.
Yeah.
Or very late at night.
Hi, Howard.
And seen the Kiss My Bumper guy.
Saw you out in the hallway. How you doing?
Right. Hi, Howard. Nice to see you.
All right.
Have a seat. Sit down.
Cool.
Welcome.
All right.
Oh, look, you wore your fancy shirt.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What was that, PJs, or is that a real shirt you're wearing today?
This is my Teddy Pendergrass shirt, man.
All right. Okay, before we go, can we hear, before we get going, can we hear the Kiss My Bumper?
Kiss my bumper. Just kiss it.
Yeah. How long that has made him an icon in Washington, D.C.
That's right, very rich.
How many commercials have you done?
Yeah, how long?
Oh, wow.
I've done probably, I think, 9, 10.
Since
94.
Wow.
And at first, the company used to write the commercials, and later on, they came to see me, because I'm a stand-up comedian, by the way.
Right.
Little plug there. And so so they came out and checked me out, and then they allowed me to start writing commercials. So if you notice, the commercial's been getting a little better and better.
Cool. So your whole thing was that you started that whole thing. The Kiss My Bumper was out of your brain.
Actually, no, but okay. They had the idea, but they didn't have a person to deliver what they wanted. So when I went for the audition, I came in and I gave what they wanted.
Now, do you get stopped on the street by people?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You're the Kiss My Bumper guy?
Yes, just kiss it. I mean, when they tell them, just kiss it.
That's
great.
That's fun.
I know when you called us
right.
a couple of weeks ago to say hi, we didn't believe that it was the Kiss My Bumper
guy. I know, you guys were like, have you put me to the test and have
you? Because you really are. I mean, there's something about that commercial. It's a commercial, a local commercial here that for whatever reason, it grabs you, and you have been elevated to a, you know, an incredibly recognizable thing. Right. It shows you the power of television,
right.
And how something like this can. Are you pretty much amazed that it's become what it's?
Yeah, actually, I am. I'm really blessed that I didn't know that it was going to be as big. I thought it was going to be just one little shot. My agent sent me my check, and bam, I'm out the door.
Right.
The next thing you know, they say, "Hey, come on back, send me back," and and then the rest is history. And it actually great going production in like next 3 to 4 weeks. We shoot a new one.
Really? Yeah, listen, you be honest with me.
Yeah.
Is your car through Senate Insurance?
No. And I hope the boss is not listening. Gary and Don, I hope you're not listening.
Are you a married guy?
No.
Have you gotten any poontang because you are the...
Hey, man, hey, I never kiss and tell.
No, that's a yes.
That's a yes.
That is a definitive yes.
So you'll never find...
There he goes.
Lou Rawls.
Lady love.
Lady love. Right.
Someone who cares about you the way I do.
Now, I'm glad you guys got a brother up in here, man. You know, it's Black History Month. Y'all know? Y'all know.
That's right. Well, right. I didn't say we're having you right here because we would have had you in your name month, but you're here.
That's right.
And you know, well, he's just left the room.
Right.
He was very upset. Rob Spiewak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rob's not very open-minded about it.
Oh, come on, Rob.
Old 2001, buddy. Open up.
You know what you keep saying to me?
When is White History Month?
No, Rob. It's going to happen.
Beyond the Leather Month, okay?
Howard, I know you have a gig this weekend.
Well, this weekend I'm going to be at Bill Dotson's. This is the old club in Glen Burnie, Maryland. And I hope you guys come on out and support me. I got a website. Click on to my website. Tell you all about my dates, all shows I have coming up. It's www.comediang.com. And I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm impressionist. I do acting, stand up. I wash a car. Babysit.
Do you want to be like the next What's Up Guys?
Yeah, something like that, or Eddie Murphy, or, you know, anybody, you know, just want to blow up, man. If anybody, you know, a comedian, want to hire me, check out the website.
You'll do birthday parties?
Right, do birthday parties. Hey, I do radio, too. I've done radio. I got some tapes and stuff. Anything you want to see, you guys check out my tape. I'll mail it to you guys, John.
It's up in our office.
Hey, man, make sure you watch that tape, man. I was at the Comedy Factory in Baltimore, and I was headlining an awesome tape. Check it out.
Okay. When is the last time you got laid from being the Kiss My Bumper guy?
Oh, man. Let me see. What's today's date?
No, come on, really.
Let's say, Howard. You're not married. Is there a significant other in your life?
No. I'm a single guy. Come on, man. You're a single guy.
Really? Come on. When's the last time you got laid from
being Kiss My Bumper guy? I would say about a year ago.
That
lady's
gonna
call me.
Really?
I'm desperate here. I'm all alone. I'm by myself. I'm like Bill Clinton in that apartment by himself, where Hillary's up in, where she's in, like, in D.C. or in New York.
Yeah, you oversee Hillary?
All right.
Where do you shoot your Senate commercials? Can people come out and watch you shoot the commercials?
Yeah, it would be great. If I could get you guys come on out. It's a studio up in Maryland. I forgot the guy's name, and we shoot it right there in the studio.
Don't you have other people that are involved in those? Like, yep. People that are driving and
wouldn't
stuff.
Wouldn't Mike and I be able to be
the guys driving the cars?
Two crackers who get in an accident.
Actually, for the next, I can't display the next commercial, but you guys will be great at it. I can see if I can talk to my agent,
all right,
Howard Mallinson, and see if
Don and I would be. Don and I are shameless. We would do anything, and we would love to do that.
Oh, we'd love to be in the next Kiss My Bumper commercial.
I mean, those are legendary commercials.
That's right, legendary.
It's a part of history.
That's right.
Well, listen, Howard, sit down, get yourself a bunch of cards.
All right.
Get yourself a Sharpie.
Got one.
We're going to play Match Game. Play the theme song here, and Rob's got his introduction, and let's get ready to play now.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2000 with the stars Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Michael Miller.
Hey, I won one blackjack.
Michael J. Elston.
Are we playing for money?
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
How come you didn't have an open maid for Howard?
That's right.
We didn't have the...
You didn't have it made because Howard's black.
That's right.
What's up with that, huh?
Yeah, I was speaking to Jude Walker at the meeting. Okay. He said no open for him.
Yeah, right, man. Because I'm a brother, right?
Well, you should check out Rob's car down in the parking lot. He's got the big Confederate flag.
Right.
Let me let the people know I'm in a row with three white guys, dude. Three large white guys, okay?
I want to tell you something. I am the blackest white guy you will ever meet.
And I think that speaks for all of us. I mean, you are, and it's very sad.
Hey, I don't care. As long as they keep that video camera rolling, all right?
All right.
Robbie, we have four contestants. Let's start with two guys and two girls. Give me one of each, please.
All right. Well, let's first talk to Melissa and Andrew. Are you there, fellas and gals?
There's Melissa. And there's Andrew.
Hi, Melissa. We will talk to the contestants after we greet our stars. He's just opened a new dance studio in DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. Say hi to Don Geronimo. Don, how you doing?
F you, Lifeline. You don't forget, do you, Rob?
And simply said, he is crap. Say hi to Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Rob. How you doing? I'm down to two pills a day.
Radio pitchman and author of the book, I Have No Children, But I Am Perfect. Uh-huh. Please make welcome Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Rob. Hi, everybody.
And our celebrity guest, noted comedian and multi-talented spokesmodel for Senate Insurance, Howard G. is in the house.
Thank you.
Stars, say hi to Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello, stars.
Now, all Melissa right. is from D.C.
Okay.
Listening on WJFK, and Andrew is from Spokane, Washington, listening on KJRB.
Yes.
All right.
Are you guys ready to start?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to let Melissa go first because
Yay.
You like girls better than boys. Melissa, please choose A or B.
A.
On the rules, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so let's begin. Melissa?
Yes.
Sam Huff is back, and the XFL has got him. Just look for the big linebacker wearing number 70 and the jersey that says blank on the back.
right, Melissa, you're familiar with NFL Hall of Famer Sam Huff, right? Sure you are.
I'm ragging him all the time.
Sam Huff is back, and the XFL has got him.
I'm in.
Just look for the big linebacker wearing number 70 and the jersey that says blank on the back.
I'm in.
All right, just waiting on Howard.
Man, what if it was just turn it upside down. I'll make the sounds over here.
Okay, all right, cool.
And I believe that's everybody, right?
Yeah.
All right, Melissa, Sam Huff is back, and the XFL has got him. Just look for the big linebacker wearing number 70 and the jersey that says blank on the back. What does it say?
He loved me.
He loved me.
He loved me.
Not like because the guy who says he hate me.
Right,
he loves
me.
All right, good answer.
Yeah.
All right, Don, do you have he loved me?
So, Rob, I had tarred.
Oh, not a bad.
Tarred, okay.
Tarred. That's not a bad.
That's not very nice.
How about you, Mike? What did you have?
I had duh.
Not a match, Buzz.
No.
How about you, Buzz?
I matched Mike. I had duh.
Duh. Oh, inter-panel match. How about you, Howard?
All right, am I supposed to use one word?
You can do anything
as
you like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I had, of course, you know my slogan. Kiss my...
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
All right.
All right, just kiss it. Melissa, a perfect round, no match.
Howard never stops promoting.
Andrew, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Andrew, have you heard about the new movie based on WNEW head honcho Jeremy Coleman?
Oh, yeah.
It's called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Blank.
Oh, for you.
Okay.
You've heard us talk about Jeremy Coleman, haven't you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Hold on. Right. Read it to me again, Rob.
Have you heard? Have you heard about the new movie based on WNEW head honcho Jeremy Coleman? It's called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Blank.
All right. I'm in.
All right, hold on there, Andrew.
Waiting on Buzz and Howard now to
get
their answers in.
I'm in.
All right, the panel is right.
I was spying on Howard's in a minute.
All right, Andrew, have you heard about the new movie based on WNEW head honcho Jeremy Coleman? It's called Crouching Tiger, Hidden Blank. What's it called?
Hidden Penis.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Penis. It's good answers. Don, do you have Jeremy's penis?
Rob, I don't think we'll get a match. I had Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dildo.
Not a match.
Dildo.
Not a match. Because that's synthetic. That's
right.
Handmade.
Exactly.
Dildo.
Exactly.
Dildo. Mike, do you have...
Rob, I love this movie. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Bowling Trophy.
Oh.
Bowling Trophy.
Very good.
How about you, Buzz?
I'm not sure if this is a match or not. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Manhood.
Yeah, that's a match.
Yeah,
a match. How about you, Howard?
Now, am I close? I got Crouching Tiger, Hidden Testicle.
Am I close?
That's close, but I don't think it matters.
No.
But very good.
Come on.
Very good.
Come on, man.
Tiger, hidden testicle.
Auntie, hello.
Crouching Tiger, hidden testicle.
All right, at the end of round one, Andrew leads by one, so Andrew gets to choose first. Andrew, choose A or B.
A.
And here is your clue. WJFK Vice President and General Manager Alan Linewand is serious about making his station number one in market revenue. Last week, he even offered to sell his blank to help make budget.
I'm in. Oh, wow.
Mike obviously has a strong feeling that WJFK Vice President and General Manager Alan Linewand, you've heard us speak of him, no doubt, Andrew, right? Alan Linewand very serious about making his station, WJFK, number one in market revenue. Last week, he even offered to sell his blank to help make budget. All right. I believe Howard's in as well.
Yes, I'm in.
I'm in.
All right, the panel is right. And Andrew, WJFK Vice President, General Manager Alan Linewand, is serious about making his station number one in market revenue. Last week, he even offered to sell his blank to help make budget. What did he sell?
Sell that ass.
He sold Alan Linewand's ass. That's a hot ticket.
Dang. Yeah, how about that?
Don, you have Alan's ass.
No, I said Alan would sell his yarmulke.
Wow. Not a match.
Not a match.
What a good thought.
Good thought, yeah.
How about you, Mike?
Rob, I said he would sell his own mother.
Oh, man.
The widow line one.
Yeah, that's low.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I went bigger than that. I said he'd sell his family.
Ah,
family. Oh, man.
The whole family. Yeah. Included, but not a match. How about you, Howard?
I said he would sell his... crack pipe. Come on, man. We all know.
You know, it's great. I'm giving Howard credit because he doesn't know any of the people we're talking about. Still giving great answers.
Great answers, Howard. Alan Linewand's legendary crack pipe.
That's funny.
All right, Melissa, are you ready?
Yeah.
Great chance to catch up, and here's your clue. Regis Philbin wanted his new co-host, Kelly Ripa, to feel welcome on the set of Live. So on her first day, he left her a blank in her dressing room.
Ooh.
And he
seen the new co-host yet, Melissa?
She's from the soap opera, isn't she?
Yeah, she's from All My Children.
Give it to me again, Robbie.
Quite pretty. Regis wanted his new co-host, Kelly Ripa, to feel welcome on the set of Live. So on her first day, he left her a blank in her dressing room. All right, I'm in.
I'm in. Are you in, Howard?
Yeah, I'm in.
Everybody's in. Melissa, Regis Philbin wanted his new co-host, Kelly Ripa, to feel welcome on the set of Live. So on the first day, he left her a blank in her dressing room. What is it?
I'd say dildo.
Ah, dildo.
Hmm.
When you can't say crack pipe, say dildo. John, do you have Regis's dildo?
No, I said he left her a DNA sample.
Oh, very good.
Good answer.
Is that your final sample? How about you, Mike?
This doesn't make any sense, but I thought it would just be funny, the act of Regis doing this. I said he left her a turd.
The record might have been looking for that when they wrote the quote. But not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I said he left her a sweatshop worker.
A sweatshop worker?
So she could be like Kathy Lee.
Oh, good one. Good
man,
one.
We're the cricket.
All right. Left her a shovel. How about you, Alan?
Okay, I said he left her a black stud porno star.
Excellent answer. Not a match, though.
Howard's definitely playing the game the right way.
Lovely.
Right. It is lovely.
Has anybody gotten any right yet, Rob?
Yeah, Andrew has one match, and he gets to pick first, so he needs to go A or B, Andrew.
B.
All right, B.
Andrew,
all right. Here is your clue. ABC's Good Morning America plans to show a woman having a baby this week. You know that?
No.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, how about that?
Not to be outdone, Fox plans to show a man having a blank.
Can you have one more time for me?
ABC's Good Morning America plans to show a woman having a baby on air this week. Not to be outdone, Fox plans to show a man having a blank.
I'm in.
Don and Buzz are both in.
I'm in.
Howard's in.
Are we all in?
Howard's still riding, but I believe the panel is right.
All right, Andrew. ABC's Good Morning America plans to show a woman having a baby this week, and not to be outdone, Fox plans to show a man having a blank. What's your answer?
Oh, having a nice BM.
Making a growler. Do you have Charlie Gibson's growler?
Verbatim. Nice BM.
And a match for Andrew. How about you, Mike?
Great minds do think alike. I said a nice BM.
That's a lovely BM. How about you, Buzz?
I spelled it out and said bowel movement.
Bowel movement.
Yeah. There you go.
And you could go 4-for-4, Andrew, and win with Howard's answer. Howard,
well, I'm sorry. I'm a brother again, it is Black History Month, and I didn't put that down. I had a nice Metro cycle.
Metro cycle.
There you go. Like brothers don't have nice BMs?
Brothers have nice BMs.
Yeah, we used the other word there. Okay. All right.
Andrew, you are leading 4-0, but Melissa, you can still tie the game with this clue, so answer carefully, okay?
Okay.
Now with the internet, Melissa, the whole world can celebrate the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl championship. Just check out Baltimore's new website, www.blank.com. A website for the Ravens. Now with the internet, the whole world can celebrate the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl championship. Just check out Baltimore's new website, www.blank.com.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
All right, everybody's in.
The panel's right. And Melissa, remember, carefully. There are. With the internet.
Based on Lisa's, interviews on the street, I'd have to go with bad teeth.
Badteeth.com. Badteeth.com. Don, do you have bad teeth for the Baltimore website?
No, I have gonorrhea.com.
Oh, not a match. And although it's moot. Mike, what was your answer? Did you have bad teeth?
Yeah, no, I had syphilis.com.
Syphilis.com. I think that's linked to Don's website.
Yeah, I believe so.
Gonorrhea. How about you, Buzz?
I also had syphilis.com.
And Howard?
All right, I had Ray Lewis and OJ got away with it.com.
Got a good one?
Not a match. That means, Andrew, we're going to see you in final match.
Yay!
Melissa, thanks for playing.
All right, Melissa, hold on a second. Andrew, goodbye. Goodbye. Now, Rob?
Yes.
Now we have to go to break.
Right.
Right.
So we can talk to Buddy Ebsen. That will be a very brief interview.
Yeah, right. It's going to have to be.
Buddy Ebsen, right.
And then when we come back, it's the two new contestants playing against each other.
Right. And that will be
Matt
and Jessica.
Matt and Jessica.
Right.
And then the winner of that
plays against
Andrew in Final Match, and the winner of Final Match will go to Super Match.
It's confusing, eh?
Yeah. Ah, yes. We'd like to keep you guessing, no?
Very confusing.
All right. Howard,
hey, you got something for me to eat? You got some chicken
or something
back there?
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
Get him some watermelon.
Hey. I tell the jokes around here, all right?
Hey. All right, we will be right back with Howard and the Kiss My Bumper and more Magic Game right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Your youngster who's entering our fifth grade. What is his name?
Jethro Bodine.
Bodine?
No, ma'am. Jethro Bodine.
You always put the last name, sir. Now, mail, of course.
Yes, ma'am. Just got a letter this morning.
Oh, you are the fun-loving one, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw, Don and Mike.
All right, we'll get back to Match Game 2001 in a moment. It has been 4 years since we've had Buddy Upson on the show.
It's a pleasure to have him in studio, and now we've got him on the phone.
And the question that we all want answered.
We'll find out in a moment.
When we go to line number five. Buddy Upson. Are you there?
Hello!
Buddy Upson!
Yay.
He's alive!
Hey. Hello there, buddy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And you?
We are great, buddy. Buddy.
Yeah.
So great to have you back on our show.
Well, it's wonderful to be invited back.
The last time we had you on, we got you to sing. Jethro was a powerful man. And we have your brand new book here, and I'm assuming that's why you're calling us today.
I'm calling to do a little sales pitch.
A little sales pitch for your book, Kelly's Quest. Now, we were talking about the book.
Yeah.
Did you write it all by yourself?
All by myself. All by my very own self at 4 o'clock in the morning for, days and days and days and nights.
And let me ask you just a couple of continuity questions.
Yeah.
As I'm reading the book, I see that at one page you write about the star of Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.
What?
At one point you're writing in the story about, you mentioned the name Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, yeah, the kid.
Mm-hmm. The kid from Home Alone?
Right.
Yeah, and he's growing up now.
Yeah, now listen, sir, who am I to say? But his name is Macaulay Culkin. Not,
I misspelled it.
Yeah, Macaulay Calkins.
Oh, but now he can't sue me because it's not him.
All right. Also, Calgary. And this could have just been a typo. C-E-L-G-E-R-Y.
What is the word?
Calgary, like Canada.
Oh, Calgary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just
wanted to make you aware of these.
Well, I was over there once, so I didn't learn to spell it.
All right, but did somebody proofread this when you were doing this?
What?
Did somebody proofread it, or did you just proofread it yourself?
I don't know.
Well, it's a great story,
I really,
sure.
Really don't know. Tell me, did you like the story other than the spelling?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Andy, I'll tell you what else I like about Buddy Upson's book, that it's got your occasional profanity.
Yes, it's got a little naughty language in there, too.
I tell you, you have to speak the language as it's spoken today or you can't communicate.
That's right. And have you always wanted to write a book?
Yeah, I've been a scribbler. A lot of stuff that hasn't been, reprinted, but I've written some plays and some musicals, and this is the first time with a novel, and it's amazing how I got started on this. You know, I was in show business for 75 years, and I didn't realize at the time I wasn't, singing and dancing and all. I was gathering material for a novel. And it turns out to be Kelly.
And how, hey, buddy, how old are you now, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, let's put it this way. Oh, when you see a pretty girl walk by,
right,
and your pacemaker starts to open the garage door.
Okay, gotcha.
And you know you're 92.
Now listen, 92 years old.
Wow.
Way to go, buddy.
Beautiful. That's great.
Beautiful.
Well, you got people applauding there.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're applauding you. You said you were 75 years in show business. Do you consider yourself still in show business?
Well, they won't let me in anymore.
Okay, so you're kind of like...
I had to start writing because they figure... 92? My God, what is that? It's a premium. I think I got 92. Anyway, I'm just as happy. I'm enjoying most of the stuff that I have done is being rerun and, replayed. Mm. And so it gives me a chance to do other things that I've always wanted to do, such as write a novel.
And the name of the book, and we're going to plug the hell out of it for you, the book is called Kelly's Quest.
Kelly's Quest.
You can get it at www.firstbooks.com.
www.buddyepson.com.
Oh, you have a website?
Yeah, I got a website. I'm up to date.
It's buddyepson.com?
Buddyepson.com.
Why is Jethro still so bitter? And of course,
why,
Max.
Why is this what?
It's Max Baer seems to be angry some of the time. Do you...
angry?
Yeah, we saw him interviewed recently.
I don't know. I should never give that boy a set of dominoes for Christmas.
Did you talk to him?
I just sawed them in half so they'd roll, and look what happened.
Did you talk to him at all?
I talked to him. Listen, I say hello, and he said... And that's all I got a chance to talk. He talks for 20 minutes.
Have you
ever talked to him on the phone?
Oh, and we're having a feud with him right now, as a matter of fact, because we had him on the phone interviewing him.
Yeah.
And all he wanted to do was talk about this cockamamie casino that he wants to build.
Yeah.
And so we kind of killed our microphone so he couldn't hear us, and we were saying, man, all he wants to do is talk about this. And he got mad at us, and so he's been mad at us ever since. And
he said F you and said that he would badmouth us.
He can't punch as hard as his father, so it's all right.
I bet that's true. Way to go, buddy.
You know, buddy, in the many times we've had you on the show, the one thing we've never given you is the famous Don and Mike celebrity sex quiz. How would you feel to taking a test that's been taken by stars as famous as Dennis Franz and Leah Remini to those not so famous as the kid who was Greg Brady on the Brady Bunch? How do you feel about taking our sex quiz?
And you can say no if you want.
Wait, does it hurt?
No, it's just a bunch of questions about your sex life.
Oh, my sex life?
Yeah, and we've all answered all the same questions ourselves.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not much to talk about.
All right, well, let's give it a run. Let's see what you got going here. Buddy Epson, have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
I'm not going to get into this conversation.
Okay, so you don't want to take the sex quiz?
I don't want to, because I'll save all my sex talk for the book.
Another book. Okay.
There's a lady named Liz Smith.
Uh-huh.
You know Liz Smith?
Yeah, yes. Liz Smith. She writes for the Daily News or the Post, right?
Right.
Well, she writes, yeah.
And she writes novels.
And she says, no lack of sex appeal here, speaking of my book. And she said, romance novels necessitate a certain blood pressure rising technique. And that, believe it or not, is better than actor Buddy Epson, 92, talking about writing the, quote, sexy parts of his current novel.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Lee's Quest.
So you have some dirty...
And these parts are pretty darn sexy, she adds.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been looking through the book, and I noticed a lot of profanity. Give me a page off the top of your head where you've written some romantic material. Do you have any idea what chapter? I'd love to read some of the nasty stuff you wrote in the book.
Some of the nasty stuff?
Well, you know, some of the love
Listen,
stuff.
The only nasty stuff is not done by Kelly. She observes it, and then she certainly makes the point that never would she pose in the nude for money.
Here's an excerpt, if you'd like.
Yes,
hello?
Go Buzz.
Kelly watched them doing it on the bed. There were brief flashes of nakedness from beneath the cover and panting, moaning Ooh. Sounds from the girl's parted lips. Occasionally they rolled over, spilling the sheet and revealing a full view of bare buttock. Then he was on top, more active. The girl's breath now heightened into accelerated gasps, crescended into a wild little cry of ecstasy. There was a pause followed by diminishing convulsions, a relaxed, creeping smile, and stillness.
Let's give the 92-year-old man.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy.
Yeah.
Now let's hold on.
Although, yeah, I wish I had a recording of the way you read this.
My goodness.
You wrote that?
Then you realize that it's only a description of an extra movie that the guy was making.
Right. But listen right. to that.
Wow.
She's watching it, and she is repelled by it.
He wrote wow. that, and he won't take our sex quiz.
Well, he's 92. You got to cut him a little bit.
I am. Well,
how can you say that's a bad book?
That's a good book, buddy.
That's a good book, buddy.
Yeah.
It's
because if you read it all the way through and read every word, the misspelled ones and the ones that aren't misspelled, you will find that there is a lesson there. There is a good moral lesson there. And marriage is a wonderful thing if you can find the right partner.
All right, well, buddy, we will continue to plug your book. Your new book is called Kelly's Quest.
Yeah.
By Buddy Epson.
Yeah.
Go to BuddyEpson.com.
Yeah.
And you hang in there, buddy. You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you very much. And I'll talk to you guys anytime.
All right. Oh. You're the greatest. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. And here's one for the road. You ready?
Yes.
Well, doggies.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's it. Jed Clampett, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
Right there.
There he is. What the hell was that? That excerpt from the book is like letters to Penthouse.
Yeah, yeah. That was Buzz found it. Buzz found the letter. 92 years old.
Amazing.
There he is. 92.
Yes, Drew is a powerful man.
Buddy Epson, ladies and gentlemen.
He's been a good friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, glad to help him out with his book.
Yeah.
Kelly's Quest.
Kelly's mm-hmm. Quest. Hope he sells a million copies.
If you can get past the misspellings of the
He didn't
past.
Seem to care about it. No. He didn't seem fazed by it.
And the bad punctuation, apparently, it's got some dirty parts.
Yeah, it's got that was pretty steamy right there. Bare buttock. always like buttock.
Sure.
Hey, you know, word. Any book has buttock in it, that's fine with me.
All right, thank you, Buddy Epson. I'm sad he wouldn't take the sex quiz.
Yeah, that's very unreasonable of a 92-year-old man not to take the sex quiz. I can't understand that. That's amazing.
When we come back, we will get back to the match game with Howard G., the Kiss My Bumper guy.
Kiss My Bumper.
I want to ask him, when I was just back in the green room a second ago, he was on the phone, I guess with some of his peeps.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we'll find out what kind of response he's getting to his appearance on the show today.
Very good.
All right, so round number two of match game. Thank you, Buddy Epson, coming right up.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Friday, February 23rd, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
I'm cutting the fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Up. I've got a dry hole, Rob.
I like it, though. It stands alone when Leah says that.
I got a dry hole.
What is that?
Dry hole.
Dr. Ananda.
The mayors of Cunnyland, Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
All right, save that dry hole.
Yay.
We're joined again. We're going to get back to Match Game now with Howard G. Howard, I saw you on your cell phone.
talking to some people.
Call them a peeps.
You know, checking in, you know, talking to my agent and everything. You know.
All right, so what does everybody say about your appearance thus far?
They check me out. Said I'm doing a good job. Keep doing the good work. I hope I get some bookings for that. Once again, the website, www.comediang.com. You need a comedian, I'm the guy.
Howard, getting nonstop promotional.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Doing practice, man.
Howard, of course, is the Kiss My Bumper guy.
Yes, kisses.
I think we should give him the sex quiz before he gets out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Give me one. I'll take
one. You won't refuse the sex quiz like
that's right.
A reasonable buddy episode.
I'll take one.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I thought we all were packing a study for it. Wait, come on.
It's easy. You don't need to study.
All right. Here we go.
Let me turn this music off.
Oh, 13 simple questions, yes or no?
Yes or no.
We've answered these questions, as I mentioned to Buddy Epson.
Mm-hmm.
Big celebrities have.
Yes.
Everybody's taking the test.
Barnaby Jones, all right.
Howard G., have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
Have you ever had sex with a woman while she was menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
No. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
Wow.
Viral tapes.
It wasn't for an insurance commercial. Have you had sex in the no-no?
No.
Good man.
That's right.
Have you J-O'd today?
No.
That's
darn.
Have you ever
is that unusual? Is it usually a daily occurrence?
Pretty much, you know. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Oh, of course.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And you can round it off here, but what is your total number of sexual partners?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Just a rough estimate.
What did Wilt Chamberlain have?
Oh, no.
Give us the real answer now.
All right.
What?
25.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you said roundabout estimate, so.
You know, of all the questions, I think he answered that very forthrightly and very honestly.
I
think the very end there, that might be the first time you might have been hiding the truth from me. 25.
I feel like I've been around the barn a little bit there. I feel like I've been out there for a while.
So. I picture you as at least 100.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
It's your commitment to the single lifestyle, it seems.
Hey, like.
But we have to go with 25, Buzz.
That's the official answer, Buzz. Howard G., the Kiss My Bumper guy, how many yes answers?
I rate Howard G. slightly conservative with a score of 8.
Hey,
that's good.
Yes answers.
Well, that's right in the middle of the pack, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Close to the middle, a little on the conservative side. You're not as much of a slut as Barry Williams, who's starring now in The Sound of Music.
No. The biggest slut was that wrestler, Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Page was the biggest slut, followed by Barry Williams, right?
Yes. And Dennis Franz was...
Have you seen those ads for Barry Williams where he's got the lederhosen outfit?
Yes.
Touring in the road company of the Sun.
I think he's from Washington.
Well, he did the mom, right?
Yeah.
What if we asked
him? I'm talking about the Parsons family mom.
He did the Parsons family mom, too, didn't he?
That's
And we're going to have June Locker on the show.
On Friday. We're going to give her the quiz.
Yeah. See how she does with it.
We're going to give her more than that. Yeah, here you go, Barry Williams in The Sound of Music.
There it is.
Wow. April 3rd through the 8th at the Warner Theater.
Yeah, we're the only ones that know what a slut he really is.
Yeah, right. Actually, I think the worst ever was, as far as number of women,
Diamond Dallas Page.
Going
away. I mean, he more than anybody else.
Second place was Barry Williams.
Right.
And third place was Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue.
And Dennis Franz, who really, he enjoyed the sex quiz.
Yeah. Wow. All right, let's get back to Match Game 2000, Howard.
That's right. Here you go.
Thank you for your honesty.
Appreciate that.
We're going to play Match Game now, and Robbie, we have two brand-new contestants today.
That's right. This is round two, and so we need to meet Matt and Jessica.
All right, let me see. Matt is from Baltimore, listening on JFK Jr., and Jessica is from D.C., listening on WJFK FM. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Jessica, hi there.
Hi.
And hello, Star.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
All right, Matt and Jessica, are you clear with the rules?
Yeah.
All right, then let's begin. We're going to start with Jessica. Jessica, I need you to choose A or B.
A.
Are we ready, Stars?
Oh, yes, we are. Let's go.
Then let's begin round two. Rob Spiewak, hey, that's me. Rob A's new daughter, Julia, is an advanced baby. At only 7 weeks old, she already knows how to blank. And be very careful, you guys.
I'm going to get you mad.
That's okay. Rob's daughter, Julia, who is beautiful, by the way, alert and fantastic, is an advanced baby. At only 7 weeks old, she already knows how to blank.
I'm going to get you mad. Understand, it's just for the show.
I understand.
Don't take it personal, man.
I'm in.
Take it personal. I'm in.
If I was really upset about it, the writers probably wouldn't have written this clue anyway.
Mike,
it's a panel right.
That's right. We're ready.
We're ready.
All right.
I'm in. Little Julia Spiewak is an advanced baby at only 7 weeks old. She already knows how to blank. Don, I'm sorry. Jessica, what does she know how to do?
Oh, don't hurt me. What is goose step?
Goose step. Hey, goose step is not bad. Wow.
Clever.
She can't even walk, but yeah. At least there's something to shoot for. She said goose step. Don, did you, and I doubt it, say goose step?
No, I'm going to clean it up. Or give head.
Hey.
Ooh, man.
Wow.
Low blow, Dad.
Wow.
Zero,
so to speak.
Sucked. You had your Wheaties today, didn't you?
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
Rob, hold on. Let me ask you. Which is more embarrassing?
What?
Goose step or give head?
You know what? I'd hate to have to rank them, but probably that.
What, give head?
I would think so.
All right.
I would think, man, I feel all icky. How about you, Mike?
You're the one that wrote the question.
I know, but I didn't think you'd go there.
Okay. I said deal blackjack all time. Sorry, man. It's still burning me up. I simply said play poker.
No, not a match there. And how about you, Howard?
I wrote,
give me the finger.
That's right.
No matches there.
Ask you, Daddy.
Jessica did a good answer. I think Jessica had a fine answer there.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
And Matt, are you ready now for the round one question? Hey, have you heard about Homo Joe's Groundhog Day party?
All right.
No. Okay. Homo Joe's Groundhog Day party. Since little Joe saw his shadow, he gets 6 more weeks of blank.
All right, I'm in.
All right. Matt, you've heard Homo Joe on the show, no doubt, right?
Yes.
All right, well, Homo Joe's Groundhog Day party, since little Joe saw his shadow, he gets 6 more weeks of blank.
All right.
I'm in.
Don is in. Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Mike is in.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wait on Howard. Howard still has a blank page.
Woo. All right, I'm going to get there.
6 more weeks of blank.
Wait, hold on. We're still waiting on Howard.
All right, I'm finished. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Don't jump the gun there, Matt. All right. Now, Matt, Homo Joe's Groundhog Day party. Since little Joe saw his shadow, he gets 6 more weeks of blank. 6 more weeks of what?
Hot AFing.
HAF. And no beating around the bush. Don, do you have hot AFing with Homo Joe?
I think you have to admit this is a match. I had hot gay anal sex.
I believe that is a match right down to the adjective. How about you, Mike?
I wish everybody had been literal, though. AFing.
There's a match. How about you, Buzz?
I think this is a match. I said pitching.
Yeah.
Slang for the same.
Very
sure.
Polite way of saying it. How about you, Howard?
I put a little twist on mine. I wrote down...
this is Joe.
Join the electric slide in a warm hole.
Judges?
What is it again? Let me see.
Join the electric slide in a warm hole.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A perfect match for Matt. Good job.
Four for four, man.
All right.
All right, but that doesn't mean that you've sealed a victory. Jessica still has a lot of chances to catch up, but Matt, you go first.
The anus is your friend, Matt.
Hey!
And Matt, here is your clue. The Washington Redskins are looking forward to another great season. And as a treat for all the money fans, they've enlisted Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen to record a new song. Who let the blanks out?
Oh, I'm in.
Jonathan. Are you familiar with Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, the Washington Redskins, in anticipation of another great season, have enlisted Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen to record a new song. Who let the blanks out?
I'm officially lost.
Really?
Yep.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Don is in. Mike is lost. Howard?
I'm still lost. I'm lost with Mike.
All right, guys, you just got
I'm lost.
You got to write down anything.
All right, I'm out. I'm in. All right, but I'm out.
All right. Panel right?
And hold on.
I'm in.
Howard, you in?
Yeah,
okay.
All right, Matt. If I were you, I'd be optimistic. The Washington Redskins are looking forward to another great season, and as a treat for all the money fans, they've enlisted Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen to record a new song. Who let the blanks out? What did they let out? The thigh?
Asses.
Asses. Who let the asses out?
Stick with a winner.
That's right. Can't beat that. Dan, do you have Sonny's ass?
No, Rob.
Who
who let the teeth out?
Well, that is a good answer.
Because it's on these teeth.
There you go.
How about you, Mike?
I have the same thing. Who let the teeth out?
I struggle,
but I guess I
got it. How about you, Buzz?
Three in a row. Who let the teeth out?
Who let the teeth out? Okay, right, good.
Ooh.
And how about you, Howard?
I'd say it's mine. I wrote, who let the gold teeth out?
Gold teeth out.
I've never seen him. That's the problem.
Howard G is staying with the hood for us.
He's doing great.
All right, that is a good turn of events for you. A good chance to catch up. Are you ready for your clue?
Absolutely.
All right, here's your clue. Ken Stevens Trivia. In the name Kenneth C. Stevens, the C stands for blank.
Oh.
I'm in.
That's the general manager of WNEW, and he still rears his head around the mighty WJFK occasionally. You've heard us talk of Ken Stevens, haven't you, Jessica?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, his real name is Kenneth C. Stevens, and the C stands for blank. How we doing, Kenneth?
I'm in.
I'm ready. Rob, Buzz is in.
I'm in. I'm just driving up that picture.
Howard is...
I'm in.
Oh, I'm excited. It's the first time Mike has drawn a picture today.
No, it's not a picture, Rob. It's just finishing my... It's just, sign.
All right, Jessica, Ken Stevens Trivia, and the name Kenneth C. Stevens. The C stands for blank. What's it stand for?
Cunny.
Don, do you have Ken's Cunny?
I'm going to give you mine in Pig Latin. Okay, Ucker said.
Wow. Not a match, though. How about you, Mike?
C sucker. I'm sorry, guys. I never miss a promotional opportunity. C stands for crap.
That's Mike's band, Howard.
Oh, yeah.
You can read your full clue, Mike.
Yeah, the full clue would be crap with Mike O'Mara.
And I'm glad you finally have gone with that as the name of the band.
But now you got sounds.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I can't say it, but I'm holding up a match.
Yeah, that is a match.
See you in Toledo.
Hey,
good
Buzz.
Job, Jessica.
Blue Buzz.
All right. How about you, Howard?
I wrote cocaine.
I never thought of something, okay? You know. Starting my tongue, man, you know, okay?
But it makes sense. What was that line once cracked by? All right, Matt, I need you to.
That's where he gets it.
I need you to pick A or B. Matt?
Oh, I'm sorry, B.
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 We keeping you up here, Matt? All right.
No, I couldn't hear.
Here is your clue. Oh, Matt, you know, we're all very sorry to hear that Bert is leading the Jack Diamond show, Graham, again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
But this time, Harvey is prepared. He's bringing in a blank to replace him. Mike is in.
Easy.
All right, Matt. Yeah. Jack Diamond. We're all sorry to hear that Bert is leaving the Jack Diamond showgram again. But this time, Harvey is prepared. He's bringing in a blank to replace him.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Mike is in. Don?
I'm stewing on it.
You're vacillating. Vacillation.
Vaseline.
He's bringing in a blank.
Second time Bert's left the show, Graham.
I'm in.
Howard G's in.
Howard G is in.
And we all wish Bert the best.
And Buzz is singing.
I love that song.
It's a good song. Dan, all right? Donnie,
yeah, I'm in. All right.
All right, Matt from Baltimore, we're all sorry to hear that Bert is leaving the Jack Diamond show, Graham, for the second time, but this time Harvey's prepared. He's bringing in a blank to replace him. What's he bringing in, Matt?
Singing monkey.
A singing monkey. Wow.
Singing minky.
A monkey. Don, do you have a monkey singing or otherwise?
No, Rob. I said that Jack Diamond would be replacing him with a hoe who he will leave his wife for.
Oh, good answer. Good answer, but not a match. How about you, Mike?
Not my best effort.
He wants to be a close match, so he's bringing in a rat.
Oh, a rat. Not a match, though. How about you, Buzz?
I listened to the show. I said rat.
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 Not a match. How about you, Howard?
I wrote down a one-tooth drag queen who looks like and sings like Kathy Lee.
Amazingly, not a match.
Yeah.
And that's a lucky break for you, Jessica. You could actually win on this with all four. You can tie with three. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here is your clue. Have you heard about the Mark Shimura Daycare Center? Hey. Keep it above
Howard, no, that's going.
Have you heard about the Mark Shimura Daycare Center? At snack time, all the kids get a cookie and a glass of blank.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
All the best to Mark Shimura. And Jessica, here's the clue once again. Have you heard about the Mark Shimura Daycare Center?
Sound innocent, incidentally.
That's right, the innocent Mark Shimura.
Still doesn't make this joke any less funny.
At snack time, all the kids get a cookie and a glass of blank.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
John is in.
Mike in.
I'm in.
The panel is right, and Jessica, your chance to excel. Have you heard about the Mark Shimura Daycare Center? It's snack time. All the kids get a cookie and a glass of blank. What's your answer?
What is geese?
Geese. What is geese? Geese is a good thing, but I think that's also our answer. Don, do you have Chewy's geese?
Rob, I believe it's a match. I had the kids get a nice glass of jizz.
Jizzy, that's a match. How about you, Mike?
I had geese.
Geese, a perfect match. How about you, Bud?
Here's another match.
Hey, that's it. And she ties. Howard, she could win if you have it.
Sorry, I didn't have it. I had a apple juice served by Michael Jackson.
Oh.
What was that one?
A what? Apple juice. Served.
Apple juice.
Oh, apple juice.
He kept it a little cleaner than
Michael Jackson.
All right. All right, that puts us in an interesting situation. A tie. Jessica, you had the most recent match, so I need you to call this coin toss in the air. Please call.
Now watch how queer this is, Howard. Because Rob really will toss a coin.
I know. I'm watching this. A penny.
Jessica, please call it now.
Tails.
It is tails.
Tails.
Wow. Jessica. Yay. You are going.
I really witnessed that, too.
You are going to final match with C. Andrew. Oh. It's very exciting.
Yay.
But all a right. Nice round of applause for Matt, who played
right,
Matt. Very nice.
Matt.
Good job,
Matt.
Hey, kiss my bumper.
Yeah, just kiss it, man. Just kiss it.
Just kiss it. Thank you. Hold on a second. Now, Rob.
Yes.
When we come back, these two play one more game.
Final match.
And then they pick the celebrity for
Super Match.
Super Match. There's so many rules.
That's wonderful. And he knows them all by heart.
To Rob's match game. All right. We'll be back.
Yes, we will.
Okay, a break, and we'll come back, and we'll finish up the match game right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Yellow.
Hello there, old friend. What are you doing?
Hey, what is up? I'm just watching Antiques Roadshow and having some apple juice.
Hey, there's my call waiting.
Hello?
Hello, companion.
Hey, it's Charlie Broyhill.
Hey, Charlie, what is up? Hold on. There's a knock at my door. Hello?
Well, hello there, old friend. What is up?
Not much. I'm just having an apple juice watching Antiques Roadshow.
Watching Antiques Roadshow and having an ice cold apple juice. True that.
Clown porn aficionados, Don and Mike.
All right, now look, we're going to finish the match game here. I want to let you know that Thursday, we're giving away diamond earrings valued at $1,000 from Mervis Diamond Importers. Call Mervis at 1-800-HER-LOVE. Go online at MervisDiamond.com. Kiss my bumper guy, Howard G.
That's right.
And Howard, your website is?
www.comediang.com. You can also check me out at DC Improv coming up in March 6th through the 11th. I'm also going to be at Stitches Comedy Club in April. I got a lot of dates. Check out my website. It'll tell you all my upcoming dates this weekend in Glen Burnie and Phil Dyson. So, hey, my birthday's tomorrow, guys, by the way.
Happy birthday.
How old are you going to be there, Howard? Oh, man, I'm going to be 33, man.
33.
Up there, man. Getting up there.
33.
33
and already a legend.
That's right. Kiss my bumper.
Just kiss it.
All right. Wow.
Okay, let's play the final round of match game, and it's Jessica versus Andrew, right?
Right, that's right. Jessica from D.C., and Andrew, where are you from? I forgot.
You're from Spokane.
Spotucky, who likes to call it.
Spotucky, I like that.
Very good. Man, nice holy zone. What are you doing?
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
And Andrew, you won round one, so you get to go first. I need you to pick A or B. Andrew, here is your clue. Charlie Broyhill's 3-point plan for dating success. Treat her well, compliment her often, and then give her blank.
Oh, I'm in. Oh, before you heard the music.
Wow, that was fast.
That was easy.
Andrew, you've heard Charlie Broyhill on the show, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, Charlie Broyhill has a 3-point plan for dating success. Treat her well, compliment her often, and then give her blank.
I'm in. God, I was in before you stopped reading it.
John and Mike are both in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Howard is in. Andrew, now all you have to do is match up, and here's your clue. Charlie Broyhill's 3-point plan for dating success. Treat her well, compliment her often, and then give her blank. What did you say?
VD.
Then give her VD.
Pretty good.
That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. How about you, Don? Did you match up? Do you have Broyhill's VD?
Rob, I don't think you're going to give it to me as a match. I said
Give her herpes.
Yeah.
That's a match.
Yeah,
match.
That oh, is yeah. a match.
Absolutely, that's a match.
That's right. The judges are in a giving mood. How about you, Mike?
I said, I'm sorry. Give her the sausage.
Oh. Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I said, give her a ride to school.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Hey, that was, well, I'm the comedian here, okay?
I'm sorry.
That's
good.
Good
job.
Not a match, though. How about you, Howard?
I said, give her crabs.
Crabs. That's a
that's match.
That's a match.
Yeah, like that.
It's not really a disease, but it's a form of, you know, it's the stuff you need to go to the doctor for.
Yeah, we knew what you meant.
I wouldn't know that personally.
Maybe.
The judges would have also accepted two pills. All right, Jessica, here is your clue. Tom Gavin's T-shirt is the bargain of the year.
The quality might surprise you.
It's 50% cotton and 50% blank.
I'm in.
Mike is in. Have you heard Tom on the show, Jessica?
Oh, yes.
Have I had the pleasure of meeting the man?
Oh, no.
Someday, maybe. Tom Gavin's T-shirt is the bargain of the year, and the quality might surprise you. It's 50% cotton and 50% blank.
I'm in.
All right, I'm in. I'm in. I believe she's going to match me, but I'm
everybody's in. Jessica, it's your job to match them. Tom Gavin's T-shirt is the bargain of the year, and the quality might surprise you. It's 50% cotton and 50% blank. What did you say?
Monster.
50% monster.
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 Wow. Is that match your monstrous percentage, Don?
No, Rob. I said it was 50% cotton and 50% ass cheese.
Oh,
ass cheese.
And it wears like a dream. How about you, Mike?
This
you
just sounded good rolling off the tongue. 50% cotton and 50% urine.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I had 50 cotton, 50 hair.
Oh. That must be where all of Tom's hair went.
That's it.
End of the shirt. How about you, Howard?
I said 50% gay.
That's a gay shirt.
Yeah. Cent.
Never thought about that with Tom yet.
Flowers.
That's all Tom does think about.
Sure.
All right.
It's like a gay shirt.
No matches there. Andrew, you need to go first, A or B?
Doing good with A.
Hey, and here's your clue. WJFK Chief Engineer Michael Friedman is a real pro fixing things around the office, but even Mike was stumped when Miss Bobby Hollingsworth asked him to fix her blank.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh, boy.
Where to go? Where to go? You see, Howard, Miss Bobby is our business manager around here.
Okay.
Have you heard her on the show, Andrew?
Sometimes.
Yes, our chief engineer, Mike Friedman, is a real pro about fixing things around the office.
I'm in.
But even Mike was stumped when Miss Bobby Hollingsworth asked him to fix her blank.
I'm in.
Buzz, are you in?
Yes, I'm in.
Then the panel is right. And Andrew, here is your chance to excel. WJFK Chief Engineer Michael Friedman is a real pro fixing things around the office. But even Mike was stumped when Miss Bobby Hollingsworth asked him to fix her blank. What'd you say?
I'm going to go with the most obvious and say her place.
Miss Bobby's place.
A place.
You know,
her cooter, I know.
Don't ruin it by over-explaining it, Andrew. How about you, Don? Do you have Miss Bobby's place?
Well, you tell me if it's a match, Rob.
All right.
Her hymen.
Oh, I think that's a match.
I do think that is a match.
You know, I got the Chimura thing on the mind where the girl's hymen wasn't broken.
I watch a lot of court TV.
And thank you for being specific, Don.
And I figured that, you know, since her hymen wasn't broken, maybe, you know,
well, if it
Bobby's is broken.
If or it was, you can fix it.
You can
bring it back.
Right. Lots of tape. How about you, Mike?
I said fix her vibrator.
Ooh, not a match.
And I drew a picture of
it. Thank you. Is that what it looks like?
In my mind's eye.
Wow.
Yes, thank you.
It's electric. It has a cord. I hope that's a cord. How about you, Bud?
Well, I also said vibrator.
Oh,
vibrator.
Ooh. Not a match. And how about you, Howard?
I said a fake butt plate.
What? Hey, it can happen. No wonder he was stumped. All right. You are trailing 3-0, Jessica. A great chance to catch up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your clue, and I think you're going to like this one. The new ad campaign for Senate insurance is shocking. It used to be Kiss My Bumper. Now it's Blank My Bumper.
Blank?
Hey, I like that one.
It's shocking.
You say
the new ad campaign for Senate insurance is shocking. It used to be Kiss My Bumper, and now it's Blank My Bumper.
All right, I'm in.
Just
I'm
in. You're from D.C. So you've seen the ads, no doubt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Panel getting right?
I'm in.
Mike's in. Buzz is in. And Howard is in.
I'm in.
This is fun to do this with Howard in the room, isn't it? The new ad campaign for Senate insurance is shocking. It used to be Kiss My Bumper, and now it's Blank My Bumper. Jessica, what did you say?
Tongue.
Tongue My Bumper.
My bumper.
Wow. How about that? meet the deductible there. How about you, Don? Did you tongue her bumper?
Probably got to ask the judges, because I have suck.
It involves the lips.
Suck my bumper.
Tongue and suck. I don't think so, because I think tongue involves licking. No. Yeah. So no match there. I'm sorry, Jessica.
Very
how about
close.
You? How about you, Mike?
I had deep throat my bumper.
No, that's not a match.
That would be a like suck.
Very similar, yes.
How about you, Buzz?
This has to be a match. I said lick my bumper.
Hey! That is a match. Very good. And she's in the game. How about you, Howard?
I'm with Buzz. I said lick my bumper also.
Lick!
Yeah, there you go.
And how do you suppose they'd say that in the spot, Howard?
Lick my bumper. Just lick it. I guess that's the difference in the room. Two guys like licking and two guys like sucking.
We don't like waiting, guys.
That's right.
All right, this is the third round. The score stands 3-2 in Andrew's favor. Andrew, I need you to pick A or B.
B.
B it is.
B.
And here is your clue. Radio bad boy G. Gordon Liddy had his share of trouble at the Baltimore courthouse last month. Every time when he came into the courthouse, his blank set off the metal detector. G. Gordon Liddy had his share of troubles at the Baltimore courthouse last month. Every morning when he came to the courthouse, his blank set off the metal detector.
I'm in. I'm so in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
Howard
is in.
I'm in.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, I think I have been freaking on fire for this game today.
It's been a good game. Everybody's been good. Radio's bad boy G. Gordon Liddy has had his share of trouble at the Baltimore courthouse last month. Every morning when he came to the courthouse, the blank set off the metal detector. His blank set off the metal detector.
All right, I'm good, man.
Mike is in. Is the panel right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, Andrew. Radio bad boy G. Gordon Liddy troubled at the Baltimore courthouse. Every time when he came to the courthouse, his blank set off the metal detector. What was it?
His hard and steel erection, sir.
How about you, boner? Don, do you have G's boner?
No, I said it was his iron cross.
Oh, that's not a match.
No. You know, that thing the Nazis used to wear.
Okay. But he brought it to court every day. How about you, Mike?
He flew into court every day. I said his Messerschmitt.
Took me a while, but a little bit there.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I don't think this is a match. I said implant.
Not a match.
No.
No, that implant is man-made. How about you, Howard?
I said pistol.
It's pistol.
Pistol. Good answer. No. No match there. Jessica, you're still in this game. I need you to answer this clue. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We are all sorry to hear about the breakup of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Oh,
yeah. Tom said Nicole was too focused on her career, and Nicole said that Tom was too focused on blank.
I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
We're all sorry to hear about the breakup of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Tom said Nicole was too focused on her career.
I'm in.
And Nicole said that Tom was too focused on blank. How are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
I believe the panel is right. Jessica?
Yeah. What is erection?
Too focused on erection. Too focused on erection. Wow. Will she get a bonus prize for her grammar?
Sounds like she's editing Buddy Upson's book.
Really?
Spokesperson for D.C. Public Schools, Jessica says erection. Don, do you have Tom Cruise?
What was this setup again?
We're all sorry to hear about the breakup of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Tom said Nicole was too focused on her career, while Nicole said that Tom was too focused on blank.
Tom was too focused on any other man's ass.
Ooh, not a match there. How about you, Mike?
Too focused on men.
Not a match.
I said guys.
Not a match. How about you, Howard?
I said... Oh, where is it? I said... No, I said pubic hair. Where is it? Here it goes.
Pubic hair. Not a match. And that means, Andrew, you've won $50 with a chance to double it.
Congratulations. Very nice, Andrew. Now, Jessica, hold on. We'll have a wonderful parting gift for you. Thank you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on. Thank you for listening.
Very good. Now, do you want a break or do you want to do Supermatch?
No, let's do Supermatch right now.
All right, Andrew, please join me for a beautiful, beautiful Supermatch. And I need you to choose a celebrity to play with.
Join us for a lovely, lovely Supermatch.
Lovely weekend.
You need to choose a celebrity to play with, Andrew. Is it Don, Mike, Buzz, or Howard?
Let's go with Mike.
Mike, very good. Mike, you ready to do this?
Yay!
Yay.
What you need to do is you need to write down your answer for this, and the other celebrities will help you, Andrew. But, Mike, you're just playing right now by yourself.
Okay.
And the answer is this. Blank sauce. Blank sauce. Don't answer yet, Andrew.
I'm in.
Don, Mike is in, rather. And now, Andrew? Mike is in, and the other celebrities will offer you suggestions. You don't need to write them down. Just say them. Don, what would you think?
Blank sauce.
Apple. Applesauce.
Good answer. How about you, Buzz?
I said tartar.
Tartar sauce. Great on fish. And how about you, Howard?
I said hot sauce.
Better than hot sauce. So you have hot, apple, and tartar. Or you can go out on your own to try and match Mike. Andrew, you have $50. If you match, you'll double it to 100. What is your answer?
Oh, I like hot sauce.
Wow, and he said it with conviction. Mike, do you indeed have hot sauce?
I had spaghetti sauce. Ooh.
Spaghetti sauce.
Not a spaghetti
sauce. Oh, yes. You.
You wanted to go with spaghetti, didn't you?
I had spaghetti for dinner last night, man.
Yeah?
Oh,
all right.
For you.
But no problem for Andrew, who's $50 richer than when he started. Way to go,
all right, Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it. Well, Rob, at this point, match game is officially over.
That's right. We got off cheap, and we want to thank Andrew, Melissa, Jessica, and Matthew, who have played the game so well today.
And we especially want to thank Howard G. from Kiss My Bumper.
Yeah. I got to go, man?
Yes, man.
I will leave, man. Hey, if you need a comedian, check out my website, www.comediang.com. I want to thank everybody. Hey, man. Guys, been great. I had a good time. With
Thanks, Howard.
And we have one more Kiss My Bumper?
Yeah, sure.
Kiss my bumper. Kiss it.
Yeah.
All right, get out of here.
I have me back, right?
Yeah, back.
Absolutely.
Oh, Howard, good.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Howard G, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a Kiss My Bumper guy.
There he goes.
Oh, and hold on. I got the closing to play here.
Match Game 2000 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Thank you, Howard.
Right,
Howard. Yeah.
Good magic.
Good batch of questions today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Howard.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Look for Howard on TV.
Bye-bye.
New Senate insurance commercial coming up right here in Washington, D.C.
The Kiss My Bumper guy.
Right.
That's right. He was a good guest.
He was fantastic.
Great job.
He was a good guest.
He was. I mean, I'm just thinking how ridiculous that is. We're excited because the Kiss My Bumper guy was on. He's a good guest.
Well, you know, here in Washington, D.C., that is one well-known person. Not only did he make 9 commercials, but when they make them, they run. All the time.
His answers were great, and we thank him. Your telephone calls, the Wacky Story File, lots more show coming up on our next break.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale and gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
Mountain gorilla. Gigantic. I got scared. The only thing I could think of was to say to Coco, I love you, Coco. But I knew that if I said I love you, then I'd start to feel I love you. It's a simple actor's trick. I love you, Coco. I danced on her. I love you, Coco. Coco, I love you. And I knew that my body was softening. I love you, Coco. I got right in front of her. I said, Coco, and I looked into her deep brown eyes. I said, I love you, Coco. She put her hand out and grabbed me by the balls.
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
You are a douchebag.
This is not a contest, sir.
All righty then. Thank you very much.
Not to mention, we had a winner already today.
I heard the guy win earlier.
And why are you calling now?
Well, it's close to 7 o'clock. I don't know. You know, what the heck?
What the heck?
No reason. I thought I'd give it a try.
That's what your mama said as your pappy climbed up on top of her on top of the pool table.
Okay.
What the heck? One more guy won't make any difference.
Yeah. Right. Hey, that guy, the comedian. Hey, man, he's pretty funny.
The Kiss My Bumper guy.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
That's Howard G.
He was very good.
You should check him out when he appears in Washington.
As a matter of fact,
I will.
He had sex with your mom.
No, it was your mama.
Where's my mama?
All right, goodbye. Realize I wouldn't be so harsh on you if you weren't just calling with that dumb. Am I calling 100?
Well, you know, I figure if I do that, then I stand a chance at winning. You know what I'm saying? I know how hard you guys are on the people who just call and say, am I caller 100?
Well, that's you.
But you just did it, though. You just did it.
No, I said I am caller 100.
Well, no, see, that doesn't matter because you're not calling when we're doing a contest. You see, you have to call when we do the contest. That's when we... Otherwise, we will be hard on you.
Hey, that's why you
hard
got the degree,
on.
Don.
Pardon me?
That's why you've got the degree.
The degree?
Yeah.
All right, I'll ask. What degree would that be?
Hooked on phonics degree.
He's attempting to be funny.
Trying to insult you, I think.
Hey, listen, at least I'm not stupid enough that they call a radio show when they're not doing a contest. And
I didn't know that was stupid. I apologize. I didn't know it was stupid. I'm not trying to be stupid. I'm trying to be funny.
I know you're not. Well, you're neither. You are stupid, but you're not funny.
No.
Sometimes stupid can be funny. This is one of the rare exceptions.
Nice talking to you.
Hey, always a pleasure.
I wish I could say the same.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
What?
I was saying hey to Mike.
What?
And, hey, Buzz.
Huh?
Listen, these men don't like you.
What about D?
What about what?
If you say D's nuts, I'm going to star 69 your ass, and you're going to get 1 million calls from people.
You know, it's always a sign of somebody with good judgment if they leave the party.
Yeah, but I could have got Mike. He said what?
No. It's a good time for you to leave the party, sir.
Okay. Good night.
Leave it quickly.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, what a douchebag. I hope someone, wherever he's calling from, just beats the crap out of that guy tonight.
They will. If justice is done.
If there is a God.
And that started right from the beginning of Bad Caller.
I am Caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, am I on the radio?
Keep the children quiet.
Yes, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hey, it's good to hear. Camera, be quiet. I'm talking to the radio.
So put the phone down and go over there and just be nice about it. Don't scream at your children.
He's playing Nintendo 64 Pokemon. He's hooked.
He's fine.
He's what?
Yeah,
right. He's playing Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to call about the How You Doing guy.
What about him?
I think he's cool.
Of course you do.
How old are you?
Me? I'm 30.
You're 30? I thought it was like an older brother.
What's that now?
Exactly.
I'm not the How You Doing guy's brother. I'm from the Bay Area. I don't know where he's from.
Okay, gotcha. That's fantastic. Thanks for calling.
No, goodbye.
Goddamn.
Shut those kids up.
Hello, this is another line of your question.
Yeah, hey, am I talking to the radio?
Is this the same guy?
It's a different line.
Am I talking to the radio? Hey, shut those Pokemon, N64.
No, this is a guy who's goofing on the last
call
guy.
Call about shut up.
Hey, stop it.
Dog it off. Hello, Don, it's my show. Jesus.
Hey, gentlemen.
Jesus Christ. Does anybody wonder why I get a headache every night about 6:30? We start going to the telephone calls.
You know, and the thing is, when that guy called, the guy number caller 100, I was like, you know, maybe you're being a little hard on him. And then inside of 8 seconds, I was like right there ready to stab him in the heart with an ice pick.
Right.
Instantaneously.
No, Don, your degree from Hooked on Phonics. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Deez.
Jesus.
And he's a Deez Nuts guy.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought of a marquee for Tahoe.
A martini for Tahoe?
Marquee.
A marquee for Tahoe. Okay. Perhaps martini was, for some strange reason, coming into my brain.
Sounds
right
good.
Now.
All right, what should be on the marquee?
I don't know who Don and Mike are, but the one in the middle is Willie Nelson.
Okay. It's a variation of the old bearded clam.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
No abuse for you.
You know, in his own little way, clever, but just bad timing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, turn down that police scanner you got going there, please.
All right. Hey, I got to go. Sorry, buddy.
All right, buddy. I'm sorry we missed this great call.
Jesus.
Oh, poor me.
Oh, for you.
I just missed out on a great phone call. I'm sure it would have been great. Hello, Don and Mike.
Bunch of a-holes.
Right.
Who, us or them?
I guess we'll never know. Boy, that's one of the world's great mysteries.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Okay. I really want to say an expletive right now.
Hello, Don, my show.
I'm going to see the greatest rock band in the world this weekend, and that's Crap.
Mike O'Mara's Crap. Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't tell me there's a knockoff.
We're still in rehearsal, man.
Don't think I just hung up, too? Everybody's just hanging up on us now.
All these mysteries, and you can read a lot into that, too.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, hey. Hey, Mike.
What?
I got a question for Mike. No, I'm out here in Sacramento. My name's OB.
Hi, OB.
I was walking with David Love this past Sunday, man, out there in Monterey when he did that 7 holes at 8 under.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So another thing, too, I was trying to get back a while back and call you guys up.
Where's the question for Mike?
Oh, sir, I was sitting here waiting for a question. Well, you just had a little golf story you wanted to share? Is that what it was?
Well, no. I had a kind of a question.
Well, what is it?
Okay. Well, anyhow, the question is, did you see that?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, Don.
And I did.
Don and Mike.
I was lying.
Hello.
Can I talk to Don, please?
Yes, you're talking to us. Hello.
Yeah,
Please,
you know,
take the phone out of your rectum, though.
When you pronounce Al Gore.
Please, take the phone out of your ass and put it up to your face.
He's smuggling the phone.
It is on my face. Okay, anyway, if you pronounce George in Spanish as Jorge, how would you pronounce Al Gore?
Do you think you're grasping?
How would you pronounce Al Gore in Spanish?
Alberto?
Al Gore. Al Gore.
Al Gore?
Al Gore,
yeah.
I got it. Al Gore. Al Gore.
Alberto Gore.
I gotcha.
How do you pronounce DWB? What's the daughter stand for?
Slow down there, Chico. What is it again?
DWB.
What?
What does GWB stand for?
What does GWB stand for? What?
G.W. Bush, but it really stands for Gays Want Bushes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah, you're a funny guy.
That was great.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Great.
This is like, I've awakened on weekends with this thing happening.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Hey, welcome to the party.
Welcome to the hit parade.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on right now. Hello.
Right. Valid question.
You asked me a question.
No, I said valid question. You asked, sir.
You asked, am I on?
And I said valid question.
Well, I wasn't sure. I'm here standing in my yard. I'm getting away from my radio.
Right. Get away from it as fast as you can. What may we do for you?
I want you to explain to my wife that I'm not cheating on her.
You know, that would be a task we'd probably love at this
time. No problem. Put her on.
You want me to put her on?
Put her on.
All right, give me a second. Let me run in, turn the radio off.
What's your first name, sir, so we can talk to her like we know you? Scott?
And who's the girl that she thinks you're banging?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. She must have accused you of sleeping with somebody.
People were calling my house last night, and she brings us out of nowhere.
All right, describe the girl to me.
I don't even know who it is.
Well, no.
Here, watch. She's in here with my two kids right now.
Hold on. Hold on. What did your wife say about the woman?
Come here.
Hey, sir?
Yeah.
Are you going to listen? Are you going to pay attention? If you want us to help you out, are you going to pay attention and stay on the phone for a second?
I'm paying attention, sir.
All right, now you stay there for a second.
Don't put your wife on you. Just tell me. When your wife accused you of cheating, who is she accusing you on cheating with?
I don't even know.
What do you mean you don't even know? If she was accusing you of cheating, she had to be accusing you of cheating with someone. Unless you're making this whole thing up.
No, making it up. There's somebody who's calling my house.
Where do you work?
Where do I work?
Yeah, where do you work?
I work for a heating and air conditioning company.
Oh, you work for a heating and air conditioning company. All right.
Does she think you're banging a girl there?
No. It's some girl who lives probably like 25 miles away or something.
What city?
And it's called Saginaw.
Saginaw.
Right.
Yeah, put your wife on.
All right, here.
Okay.
Saginaw.
He calls her from the heating and air conditioning place.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, this is Don and Mike.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we have bad news for you.
Yeah?
We're pretty sure your husband is banging some girl in Saginaw. Do you know where Saginaw is? He drives...
Pretty sure your husband's banging some girl
in... Yeah, right.
He knocks off from the heating and air conditioning business and drives up to Saginaw, and he wails on her.
And he says she does everything you don't do.
And also, did he mention that he's got herpes?
He doesn't have herpes.
Oh, yes, he does, honey. He does.
There isn't anything that any girl would do for him that I don't already do.
Yeah, I know. That's why he's had other women do that. And he's got the herpes, and now you too. You do.
I heard that. He's listened to you. And do you know how often he tries to get a hold of you guys?
How often does he?
I just had to be a bitch to get pissed at him for something for him to get through.
Right.
Rob, would you like to speak to this woman?
Yeah,
I would. Dom, would you like to hear Rob speak to this
woman?
Sure.
Hey, lady?
No, get up right there and talk on the microphone, Rob.
Lady!
Yeah?
Are you well-liked in your community?
Am I well-liked in my community?
What, do you have something in your ear? Are you well-liked in your community?
I guess so. I don't know.
You're not, because you know what you are? Do you?
If it hurts, rub it.
Okay.
Sorry, Rob. I thought you'd have a chance there.
Yeah.
No, nobody has a chance with this couple. Awesome. They're not bright enough. They're not qualified.
Bye-bye.
Billy Quint, more.
F. Rob.
F. Rob. Oh, yeah, that
sounds good. I bet you Rob's wife isn't shaved clean for him every night.
You shave clean?
Yeah, not like you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not like you. I bet that's a real botanical garden you got growing down there.
Is it shaved clean or just rubbed raw?
It's shaved clean so he can get his yellow fingers down.
And his yellow teeth. Sometimes he loses a tooth down there, but that's okay. They keep growing back.
How many packs does he smoke a day, Cinderella?
About two or three, Cinderella.
Does your wife have to put the nick?
I can't always go that deep.
Oh, ill-equipped, backward, white trash couple.
Oh, my goodness.
Rob.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
And be sure to pick up a copy of Kelly's Quest.
Hey, always remember, if it hurts or if it's a rash, always rub it.
God damn.
Jesus.
What planet are they calling from?
Welcome to Open Mic Night.
There we go. I love it, though.
Jesus. I do.
I'm on Don and Mike show.
I don't know why I do.
Yeah, because Phil says get on.
Pardon me?
Is this Don and Mike show?
Yes.
Hey,
welcome
from Alaska.
Welcome to the Idiot Hour.
Yes, hi. Hi from Alaska.
Hey, no problem. Hey, Mike, I heard a couple weeks ago you like slippers, or is that Don?
I think Don likes slippers.
Yes, I like slippers.
Don likes bedrooms.
You wear?
I have a fantasy where I'm going to be driving to all the cities we broadcast, and I'm going to line up all of our listeners, and I'm going to beat them all senseless with my slippers.
Or just take a bat. Use a bat and wear the slippers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you an Eskimo?
No, I'm an Indian.
You're an Indian, so you make slippers?
Grandma does.
Wow.
Really?
Would she make Don a nice pair of slippers?
She probably would, yeah.
Send me some moccasins, dude.
Okay.
Make slippers out of that couple that just called.
Gentlemen, wouldn't we all like those kind of slippers?
I would love moccasin slippers.
Yeah, I'd wear them.
I'd wear them, too.
I'd wear them to work.
Rob needs extra large, though.
I do.
And listen, have her make me a vest also.
Well, that'd be really expensive there.
For summertime. I can wear with no shirt.
Shirtless, sure.
Because that's the look I like best. Yeah. Moccasins and no shirt and a vest.
And how about something to go with the no shirt and the vest? How about a pair of buckskin pants?
You got,
or even better, how about just that?
Just the loincloth.
The loincloth.
Yeah, just the loincloth.
Made of fringe.
Like a little apron hanging down.
Yeah, sure. Send it along.
Send them all, we'll give you our sizes.
Right. Oh, yeah. Have the widow scar send that along.
All right, thank you for listening in Anchorage.
No problem.
All right, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You can get ripped.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
What, hello?
Hello.
You're on the radio.
Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Kay. Hello, hey.
Yeah, what can we do for you? We can't hear.
I'm the girl that has the tattoo that the nurse called about a couple days ago.
What tattoo would that be, honey?
Ma'am, is there some kind of a delay? Are you listening to your radio?
Oh, God. We'll never know. Okay.
All right, one more call, okay?
Well, we have to.
And then we got to go to Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. May the lions always lick your toes in the bed.
Thank you.
That was hysterical. What can we do for you?
Okay, I guess I'm an idiot caller too then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I would like to ask permission to ask you a personal type question.
Yes.
Do you still have your license to do marriage?
Do I? That mail order license? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
If I flew to Reno, would you renew its vows of my wife and myself?
Absolutely. Come on, Mike. Sure I would.
Oh, of course he would.
Sure I would. Come to the Las Vegas style show. I'd be glad to.
Okay.
All right.
We will. From Thompson, Georgia.
Okay.
Wow.
Beautiful. Shocker, you're from Georgia.
Way to Reno.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you there.
I'll hang up now.
Thank you.
Hey, my question's been answered because now the Reno Tahoe style show's gonna sing.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to Buzz.
With the news to the comments.
You think repeat after me is a simple process?
It's time for news with Buzz. I could take you there for a
world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Forbidden.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Who's Buzz?
He made it up.
And Buzz?
Just say repeat after me. I'll show you how it'll go.
Repeat after me.
What?
Repeat after me.
I can't hear you.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news in the comments?
Tonight, Bill and Hill offer to give back the furniture.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this beautiful topic today, Buzz.
Yeah. Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespo?
Two of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time now for news with Buzz. Yay! News and comments tonight sponsored by eGars.com. eGars.com. Great gifts for Valentine's Day, like cigar samplers from Macanudo, Partagas, and Punch. www.egars.com. Now here, All My Dances is Buzz, who is stationary.
Hi, Don. A big surprise. Hi, Don and Mike. Bill and Hillary Clinton say they'll return the stuff they moved out of the White House if someone can show them that the gifts were not meant for them personally. It's been argued that the Clintons took $23,000 worth of household furnishings that were apparently supposed to be gifts to the White House, not to them. They're now blaming a wacky paperwork mix-up.
Now, listen, this is the absolute white trashiest part of the Clintons.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Coming out. Mm-hmm. That these are,
I hate to say it, I'm a big fan of the Clintons.
Yeah,
this is the kind of crap they do that, to me, I never understand, because it gives complete fuel to their enemies.
Because you know that whoever it is who sent over these sofas,
mm-hmm.
that they sent the sofas for the White House.
And Hillary Clinton, I guess, in the letter to some of these people said, thank you for your gift to the White House.
Assuming that she had been told, she says, that these were personal gifts. That's why she wrote the thank you note.
Imagine that. So you live in the White House, and you get all this fancy stuff.
Right.
What you put in the White House. Then you leave. How white trash is it
to take it?
That you like pull a U-Haul up and you go, that's our sofa.
Right.
That's our china.
Sure.
Those are our forks and knives.
It's just not done. I think it's always, when you're dealing with the White House, it's all about precedent.
Right.
And I don't think there's a precedent for this. I really don't. Okay. I think certain people, they take things out of the White House. But as far as hauling all the furnishings out, I don't think. But here's the weird thing about it. When the Bush administration comes in, because we're talking about primarily residential furniture.
Right.
That's
absolutely
in,
right.
From the living quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when George W. gets in there, 99% of the presidents that have been in there, they move their own stuff in and they get rid of the other stuff.
Right.
It's still not done because it makes you look bad.
No, because you give the other president the option of saying, hey, and especially with Clinton's furniture. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go, my God, you know, there's dried semen all over this. And look, there's boogers underneath this.
Probably not in the residential quarters.
How do you know?
It's probably only in his office.
How do you know?
You never know.
He was out of town a lot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But the proper move would be to let Bush go in there and go, oh, my God, you know, this, and not to mention the fact that I'm sure that the fascists are something right out of Caesar's Palace. They go, why is there a pink velour lounge seat in the White House? Get rid of this piece of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really just not done, and I think it's, to me, you know, it's very similar to the way I felt with the Monica Lewinsky thing. I mean, it's just on a much smaller level. It's just they're giving their critics opportunity here because it's a white trashy move.
They're like, the Clintons should have just called us on that last phone scam.
Exactly. Yeah, they'd be perfect for that.
You like our furniture?
The Clintons say if they'd known, they wouldn't have taken with them the two sofas, the rattan chairs, the ottoman, the kitchen table, and the rug that had been donated for the refurbishment of the White House.
That's like nothing.
Yeah.
And have you seen his office in New York?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You know, we've been to Midtown Manhattan plenty of times.
Right.
It's not like he has some corner office in a very quiet part of New York.
Right.
He is right in the heart of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. He is on the top floor of a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
And the rent is $600,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
$600,000 for his office, where he's going to go up there and beat his meat.
But he says the taxpayers will only have to pay for half of that.
Yeah.
So there's the bargain.
He's going to pull down his pants and whack off while he's watching, you know, 25 stories up.
I'll tell you right now, you can see the Statue of Liberty. Watch this.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. Oh, get the window washers in here again. A moment of ugliness. It's a recipe for war, according to Palestinians. Ariel Sharon scored a 60-40 victory in today's election for Prime Minister of Israel, but in the refugee camps of Beirut, they refer to Sharon as a butcher. In 1982, Sharon's troops occupied Beirut and hundreds of Palestinians were killed. He has said he will work with the U.S. on the continuing efforts toward peace.
President Bush is trying to head one off of the pass.
Buzz, for the record,
yes,
I believe any butcher is evil unless it's the name of Sam. Sam the butcher. That's all I want to say.
He was not an evil butcher.
He was not.
He was a good butcher.
He gave Alistair meat.
He sure did.
He sure did, Billy.
He sure did.
And where's your Sam the butcher?
I'll tell you right now, I don't like being referred to as a butcher. Hey, Alice, come on down and get your meat. It's fresh. I've got a tube steak you're going to love, baby.
A long time. Got to tweak that a little bit.
Hey.
Sounds like Cosby.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Come on. It sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, how are you? I'll be back, Sarah Connor.
Sounds like Jesse Jackson.
Alan Melvin!
President Bush is trying to head one off at the pass. The president today told airline owners and workers to buckle down and settle their dispute. He says a strike against four of our biggest airlines this spring could hurt an economy that's already faltering just fine on its own. The four airlines are Delta, American, Northwest, and United, and it's possible they will all suffer strikes at about the same time, right around spring break. Between them, the four airlines carry more than two-thirds of America's passengers.
Will that affect our trip out to Reno?
That's in February, Don. We'll be okay.
Ah, no problem.
Then the story does not concern me.
Well, Bush says he's concerned, and he says you should be concerned as well.
Why?
All of us should be concerned.
I ain't going anywhere.
Well, he's, you know, the economy and all that.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
I won $60 from Mike in that playing card.
You just won't let it go, will you?
The economy is fine with me.
Should be fine with you today, too, Buzz. You're a big winner.
I can't complain.
Anybody up for one more hand?
Yes.
Let's do.
Robbie?
Oh, God. Why not?
One more hand.
Poker or blackjack?
Dealer's choice, whatever you like, Mike.
I got to go for poker because I haven't won at a poker hand.
All right.
All right.
You in, Buzz? Right.
Yes, yeah.
Come on over, Buzz.
Sure.
Come on in here, Buzz.
All right.
Okay. I'm in. Yeah. There's my 20 spot.
Okay. I've got to be lucky this time. So many famous broke people in casinos. This has got to be my lucky hand.
We deal them up or we do draw poker like we did before?
Draw like before, right?
Draw.
Draw.
Draw poker.
Draw.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Got him? There you go, Robbie.
You're listening to the sounds of Rob dealing cards.
Thank you, Rob.
The cards have been dealt. It's five-card draw, nothing wild. And Buzz is the first to declare how many he would like to have.
Ooh, I'll take two, please, Rob.
Two for Buzz.
Thank you.
Mike?
I will take... three.
Three for Mike and Don.
I'll take one.
One for Don.
Balls begin.
You lost again.
I've lost again.
Buzz, it's turn to roll him.
Okay. Here's my hand.
What do you have? Say what you have. Say what you have.
Buzz, two kings, a queen, a jack, and an ace.
Which is a pair of kings.
A pair of kings. I have a pair of sevens.
I have dick.
All right. Buzz wins.
Buzzy wins.
You want to go one more?
No.
How about one more blackjack?
Huh?
One more blackjack.
I can't. Come on, one more blackjack.
I can't.
Come on, here, Buzz, here's your $60. One more blackjack.
All right, okay.
Are we all playing?
Yeah.
One more blackjack.
God, this is insanity. This is absolute insanity. I need this pot.
So do I.
Not as bad as I do.
No,
would you agree to that?
No, I'm still up.
Yeah.
Do you know how down I am?
You play one or two games.
Skid Row. I'm still up. If I win this, though, I'm way up.
And I am in the pit of despair. All right.
And it's a blackjack, right?
Yeah. Shuffle them, Bo.
Your cut.
Beautiful. I'm the papa. Here we go.
$60 on the side.
Buzz, Mike, and Don.
Take your card, Buzz.
The card.
Buzz has showing a queen. Mike has showing a six. Don has showing a seven. You hit?
I'll stick.
Buzz stick.
I'll take your card.
Nine showing. I forget what you had showing.
I break.
Buzz,
damn it.
Buzz for Mike. How about you, Don?
Hit me, Robbie.
Queen. Stick. All right? Buzz with 10 showing has...
Ooh, I'm going to stick.
You have to. You just have to declare it now.
20.
19.
Yep, 19. Yeah, a queen and a nine would be 19. Here. Thank you. Thank you. Damn it. Thank you for my $60. Thank you very much. That was fun.
Queen and a nine. What would that be?
That's a pair, bud.
Christ.
I'll do one more hand, Mike.
No, Don, I don't.
I give you the dollar.
No.
I give you a dollar.
No!
Just to play?
No.
Okay.
I'm done.
I'll play you for a dollar.
No, I don't want to. Wait, here, give me the cards. Can I see the cards?
You're going to
wreck the cards.
No,
I'm not going to wreck the cards. I would never wreck the cards.
Don't wreck
the cards. I would never wreck this card. But I would spray them all over the room.
Oh, there you go,
okay?
Huh?
You ruined. I'm sorry I ruined your fun, Mr. $120 up or whatever you have. And you who won, who doesn't even know Queen and Nine.
And who suffers from that but me? And I didn't
get
any of your
money.
Yes,
the dealer.
Oh,
always still a
dealer.
See that? World's smallest violin playing.
But thank you for the sandwiches.
My pleasure.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
We're going to break.
Okay.
I will come back with another segment of News and Comments right after the...
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.